KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart.
And Aero Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And thank you for spending part of your day with us. We're here to help you take on and get done your home improvement, your home repair projects around the house, inside or out, floorboards to shingles. If there is something you'd like to get done to make your home more pleasant, more organized, or if it's a project you want to plan for the future, start your planning right here. There's a couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit. Because that's what we do. We get that a house can sometimes feel, well, pretty much like an endless pit into which money is thrown. But you know what? We have kids, so we know that feeling, and maybe you do too. So we're here to help you get those projects accomplished and save some money at the same time, and maybe even have a little bit of fun. So coming up on today's show, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, have you ever noticed that there's more bad advice sometimes than sage wisdom, and that bad advice spreads like wildfire, especially, Leslie, when somebody owns it, like, you must pre-rinse your dishes. One spouse says yes, the other one says no, and it is an endless argument over the cleanup part of the evening. So we'll tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction in just a bit.
And also ahead, if you wanted to sell your home today, there are 5 decor elements that will keep buyers from ever pulling up to the curb. We're going to share those and what a survey of the nation's top real estate agents say you'll need to do in a post-pandemic world to assure a quick sale at the best price.
Plus, are you making silly mistakes about changing your smart devices? We've got tips on how some simple changes in how you charge those devices can save you quite a bit of money.
And when you listen to the Money Pit, you get the answers to your home improvement and decor questions, plus a chance to win tools to get the projects done. Today we're featuring not one, not two, but a 215-piece tool set.
Yep, it's the Hart Multi-Drive 215-piece mechanics tool set. It's worth $149. You know, Hart tools are durable, they're well-made, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. And we've got one set of tools going out to one listener drawn at random. So give us a call right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Christine in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a 1930s home, and the owner, he built it for himself and lives here for a while. The electricity has been replaced since then, and it's a new box, you know, with the on and off switches and a lot of labels, including one that says gutter heater, which I'm curious about. But my question is,
okay,
we're painting the whole house, and all the outlet boxes are being replaced and the switches, and We're replacing the switches, but the wires look like they're original to the home. Do those need replaced as well?
How old is the wiring? When was the home built?
1930-ish.
Is it knob and tube wiring? Do you know what that is?
Well, I thought that meant what was in the box, so I guess I do not, because the box in the basement is just the switches.
The panel may have been fuses and then upgraded to circuit breakers, but what you're concerned about is the wiring in the wall. I'll say this. If it's knob and tube wiring, which is the original form of central wiring that was added to homes around that time, by the way, that type of wiring has to be replaced because it's not grounded and it's not groundable. If it's really any other type of wiring, and as long as it's wired correctly and your electrician can check all that, then you could probably keep it.
Okay.
But knob and tube wiring is easy to spot. It's a black rubber coating. It is strung along the sides of wood beams from ceramic tubes, and whenever it goes through a beam, it's strung from the side of beams with ceramic knobs, and whenever it goes through the beams is a ceramic tube that goes through it. And that type of wiring is very unsafe. So other than that, I think as long as everything's wired properly, you know, you should be good to go. It's not a do-it-yourself project, by the way. You need that professional electrician do this work for you, Christine, okay?
Is it possible that the wiring, like, because I didn't see anything that looked like what you're describing, but I don't see how they could have replaced it if the wiring that I'm seeing, it looks like, you know, it's just coming out of the light switch, say, under the box plate. It's got like a cloth.
You should not be doing this work yourself, Christine. This is not a difficult thing to assess for a professional electrician. There are a lot of places aside from inside those boxes where you can see the type of wiring. Any exposed framing in the attic or basement, for example, you'll see this wiring. Okay?
Thanks so much.
We'd love to tell you to do it yourself. This is what I'm telling you. Don't do it yourself. Okay? All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Pennsylvania is looking to install a hot tub. Lucky Duck, tell us about your project.
We're looking to install a hot tub indoors in a sunroom that we have in our house. My big question is, I'm concerned about what kind of ventilation I would need to put in and what sort of treatment I would need to do to the walls to avoid mold and damage to the walls.
Oh, come on, Jim. Suck it up and put it outside. You know, go out there with your bathing suit on in the winter. Drop in and everything will be good. No moisture problems. Save yourself a lot of aggravation. All right. I tell you what. You are absolutely right to be concerned because those hot tubs are moisture machines when you put them inside a building. And you absolutely must dehumidify or vent to the outside. They put off so much moisture. If you don't, you can have all sorts of mold problems and air quality issues. So that is as much a part of this project as getting the tub in. And you might want to rely on your tub installers or the company you're buying this from for some specific advice. But there are systems designed for this that either dehumidify the air that's in there, or there's one that pressurizes the space a little bit. And in doing so, it sort of moves the moisture out. But one way or the other, you have to plan to get that moisture out of that space, or you will have some of the issues pop up that you're rightly concerned about.
Okay. So damage to the walls. Do I need to treat the walls? Would I need to, you know, put some sort of laminate on the walls or something like that? Or?
Well, if you have standard drywall in a high humidity situation like that, you're going to get mold that grows. You know, there's mold-resistant drywall that if you want to replace the drywall, you can. But, you know, that's kind of dealing with it after the fact. I want you to stop that moisture from growing to the point
before it's a problem.
Right, before it's a problem. And that's why you need to really focus in initially on the dehumidification system that you decide to deploy. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for your time. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Jim. Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair, a home improvement, a design project, decor, whatever it is, we're here for you 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Up next, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often a lot of bad advice compared to sage wisdom, and that bad advice can spread like wildfire. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction when the Money Pit returns.
Money Pit.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY RealStone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen when you want when you subscribe to The Money Pit Podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
What projects are you taking on this weekend, this week, whenever, this spring season? We are here to give you a hand, but even better, we're here to give away some awesome tools this hour. We've got up for grabs the Hart Multiple Drive 215-piece mechanics tool set. I mean, these tools are durable. They're very well made. They can handle any job in the garage or around the house. It features 90-tooth ratchets that allow up to 20% more access in those tight spaces, so you'll be sure to tackle a ton of projects.
They're available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with heart. Learn more at hearttools.com. That 215-piece mechanics tool set from Hart is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions right now at moneypit.com.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have a energy efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom, to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question. And then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air, so you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in, so you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger. So it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Okay? So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom that spreads like wildfire.
True. And for those of us in the role of trying to provide the best advice, we often need to help separate fact from fiction, which is why we thought it might be fun to get to the bottom of some of these common household myths.
All right. Here's the first one. When you're using a garbage disposer, the water's got to be running. True or false?
You know, that's one that used to come up a lot in my years as a professional home inspector, because I'd always test it, and I would turn it on and let it run, and then invariably, about half the time, one of the homeowners would come in very concerned and say something like, "You're going to ruin my garbage disposer. You must run water when you turn on the disposer." And it was kind of pointless because they weren't in the mood to listen to me, but the truth is, no, you're not going to ruin it, because it doesn't need the water to keep cool or to work smoothly or avoid any kind of bearings wearing out. Those bearings work fine with water or without water, so you do not need to run water when you run your disposer. Now, that said, by running the water, it helps push the food particles down into the drains quicker, but it certainly won't ruin the device by running it without the water running.
All right, good to know.
How about this one? You should always pre-rinse dishes before running the dishwasher. Leslie, what's your take?
I mean, I still do, even though the technology has advanced so much with dishwashers. I think, actually, you don't have to, because with the technology on the new dishwashers, they actually sense the amount of dirt on the dishes, so they adjust the amount of water and the type of spray and all of that to give you the optimal clean. If you've got an older dishwasher and you notice it's not working so great, then that pre-rinse probably helps. But newer ones, it's really not necessary.
I totally agree. And you know what that term is that determines how dirty the water is? It's the turbidity. That's the fancy word for dirty, gross dishwasher water.
I would expect it to be something more like a gross factor or like,
yeah, that too.
You know, yuck. All right. When you're doing a DIY project at your house, do you need to get a building permit?
You absolutely do, because just because you're doing the project yourself doesn't mean you can skip the permitting process. Now, look, some things like painting, sanding, putting up molding, those generally don't require a permit. But if you're going to add outlets, if you're going to change a stove from electric to gas, if you're going to build a deck, if you're going to move a wall, you definitely need a permit. And you really want to make sure that if it's required, you get it, because you could risk fines or have a huge problem when it comes time to sell your house. Because guess what? You will not be able to get a certificate of occupancy because you did something without a permit, and maybe something part of it was illegal, and with no certificate of occupancy, the buyer says bye-bye because their mortgage company will never lend on a house that doesn't have a C of O.
I mean, it's really amazing. So you got to be careful. Better safe than sorry, guys. You got to ask. All right, last one. When it comes to cooling and heating systems, bigger is better?
You know, everybody wants to make sure the system is big enough to keep them comfortable, but the truth is that an oversized system is just not going to work as well as a system that fits the house just right. For example, if you get an oversized air conditioner, it's going to cool off the house fast, but it's going to be a blast of frigid, damp, moist air. It's going to shut off before it pulls out much of that remaining humidity from your house, and you'll get a clammy environment that's prone to mildew, and it's going to waste a lot of energy. And if you get an oversized furnace, that quickly pumps out the heat and then shuts down, which is really inefficient. It's called cycling. You know, it turns on, the heat comes up, it turns off, and on and off and on and off. And again, that's going to waste a lot of fuel and be very uncomfortable. So you want the right size, not the biggest size.
Adrian, Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a question about Bermuda seeds. Last year, my lawn was destroyed by armyworms. And I want to know, what was the best way to reseed my lawn using hybrid Bermuda seeds?
So your lawn was destroyed by worms? Is that what you said?
Yeah, armyworms.
Oh, armyworms. Oh, interesting. Yeah. And what did you do to address the infestation?
We used pesticide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you kill the lawn in the process?
Some of the Bermuda.
What you might want to do is do a Roundup restoration. A Roundup restoration is where you treat all of the lawn, and actually it's a little bit late now because you would do this in the fall, but you would treat all the entire lawn, which basically kills the lawn and anything that's coming up through it, like the weeds and all of that. And then as that starts to die off, I think you have to wait like 2 weeks or so after doing the application. You actually seed right on top of it or seed through it.
Okay.
The way the process works is the new grass grows up through the old grass, and as the old grass kind of deteriorates away, the new grass comes up, but the old grass sort of holds it in place and helps it get going. If you do it early enough, then, you know, you have pretty good root depth by the time the warm summer sun starts to arrive. And in terms of selecting that seed, you know, you mentioned a couple of seeds. I'm not quite sure with whether or not either of those work in your part of the country. I might do some more local research on that. But if you've had a diseased lawn in the past, that's one way to deal with it. We did that to our house many, many years ago. And what we got after the very first spring, it came up and we had a nice green lawn. It was thin. You know, it wasn't really dense because it was the first season. But by the time we got to the second and third season, man, I tell you what, it was really thick and beautiful. And I'm very, very happy that we did that because the other option would have been to continually treat, you know, every ailment the lawn had with pesticides. And I was very pleased to just having done it once and not having to do it again. I will say, though, it's kind of shocking though, when your entire lawn turns brown at the same time. Your neighbors kind of wonder what's going on at your house. But it really did work. So it's called a Roundup restoration. I might be tempted to give that a try in this particular situation, Adrian.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you were to sell your home today, there are 5 decor elements that are going to keep buyers from not even wanting to come into your house. So we're going to share those and steps that you can do to assure a quick sale at the best price next.
My name's Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Do you love your home but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and repairs? We get it and we can help. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And in Massachusetts is on the line with a question about a basement with a dirt floor. Tell us what's going on.
I have just a dirt floor down in my basement, and it's a smaller home, just two bedrooms, kitchen, and I'm wondering, is that the only remedy so I could use the basement, at least for some storage?
What's your ceiling height down there, Ann?
It's kind of open with the wood, you know, beams going across.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were to, well, let me just put it this, to you this way. If you were to put 4 inches of concrete on that floor.
Could you still stand?
Yeah.
Yes, you could, in most of it. There is one side towards the back of the house that you have to, you know, stoop down a little bit. But.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think it's a fine thing for you to do, and you're going to want to make sure you put that down and make sure it's reinforced so it doesn't crack. And you might even be able to excavate out a little bit of that soil in the low area so that it's so you pick up more ceiling, more height so that you can stand up there. But, you know, that's a perfect solution for a basement that's got a dirt floor is to add a concrete slab to it. It doesn't have to be very thick. 4 inches should be fine.
Okay.
Or something like that. Just make sure you're working with experienced mason that the soil they put it on has been tamped down and smoothed out properly. And believe it or not, that's a project they could probably get done inside of a day.
Awesome. And the contractor I would look for is a mason.
Mason, that's correct. Yeah. Yep, exactly. You can go to homeadvisor.com.
Okay.
And put in your zip code and look for a mason that way and read some of the reviews and find somebody you're happy with and then get it done.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, this is interesting. According to the Top Agents Insight Report, there are several features potential home buyers like seeing in a new house, like kitchen islands, double vanities, and energy-efficient windows. But there are also some decor and material choices that are so dated, seeing them even in an online listing will turn buyers off so quickly they will never, ever consider the home.
Yeah. Now, research shows the top 5 telltale signs of a home's age in a listing photo or virtual tour include carpeting in the bathroom. 73% of agents report this as a problem. I can't even believe this still exists. It's so...
What were the other 27% thinking?
They're like, well, that's not so bad. At least my feet are cozy. Popcorn ceilings were 66%. Shag carpeting, 62%. Wood wall panels, 57%. And old window treatments, including dated valances, drapes, and curtains at 49%. Now, the thing that jumps out here is that you can change all of that very easily.
Right, exactly. Now, it's funny. I think the only areas where carpet in the bathroom didn't rank number one were the mountain and Pacific regions, where agents say that popcorn ceilings are more egregious an offense in a listing online.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's really amazing. Those are all fixable. But here's another pandemic-driven change. Now, agents say even once a vaccine is widely available, 59% of agents are saying that they plan to include a virtual tour on all or most of their listings, and 48% plan to keep offering FaceTime or Zoom house tours. Now, these virtual methods of viewing homes are, and they're definitely going to continue to be popular because they help buyers rule out a property faster, and it cuts back on the hassles of physical showings for the seller.
And, you know, we've been saying this for years. If you want to sell your home quickly and for the highest possible price, curb appeal may be king. But being able to show that curb appeal through good online photos is definitely King Kong, because your listing will continue to be judged very harshly by its online presentation. Don't let those buyers swipe left on your listing. You want them to swipe right so that they really like you and will come see your house and buy it for a lot of money.
Tim in Tennessee is on the line and is noticing some mysterious spots on the floor. What's going on?
Yeah, I picked up a place this past summer, and there's some dark spots scattered throughout on the floor, on a wood floor, and wondering if there was some way to deal with that without having to take off the top layer and redo it.
So spots on the wood floor?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what caused the spots, Tim?
I know the house was empty for a period of time. I'm not sure exactly how long, but my guess is in Tennessee, the humidity, there may have been moisture gathered on the floor.
Is this floor finished?
Yes, it was finished. Yes.
So it's a finished hardwood floor then?
Yeah, it looks to me kind of like a maple maybe.
Okay. So I don't think there's not likely anything you can do to remove that from a cleaning perspective. It really is probably time for it to be professionally sanded and refinished.
All right.
And I think that you want to do that professionally, because to rent the equipment that's necessary for that, and if you don't do it every day,
it's easy to make a mistake. There is a machine called a USAN machine that you could rent that would not damage your floor, but the thing is it's not going to take off that much of the finish, and I'm concerned that it may not take off enough to get past those black marks.
Okay. All right. And one situation that I have found going through the big box stores is the finish requires, it says to require it to be just sanded to a 220, and I can't find anything finer than a 120 to go on these machines.
Well, where you rent these machines, they typically will also provide the sandpaper.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything finer than 120.
Well, 220 is awfully fine for a floor. I think you probably, with a floor, especially a hardwood floor, you're going to want to use one once a lot that's poured closer to that 120 to 150 area.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
If you are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Still to come is all that charging of smart devices leading to a huge, not-so-smart electric bill? Well, we've got some tips to cut costs when the Money Pit continues.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, did you know that the Money Pit has a podcast? Well, did you also know that it's been ranked one of Apple's number one best home and garden podcasts of all time? Join us for helpful how-to tips in every episode. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you've got a project planned but don't have the tools to get it done, we're going to help solve that DIY dilemma right now because we've got the Hart Multiple Drive 215-piece mechanics tool set to give away to one lucky listener. This is durable. It's well-made. It can handle any job in the garage or in your home. It includes an extensive range of SAE and metric size sockets and drive tools, so you're going to have the tool to get whatever fastener loosened or secured that you need. It also features 90-tooth ratchets that allow up to 20% more access in tight spaces. Now, let me tell you why that's important. If you need to get a ratchet into a tight space, like you're trying to take a bolt off on a car, it really helps when you have 90 teeth to work with because you don't have to have as much space to swing that ratchet back and forth. Now, these also have a rust-resistant chrome finish and large-size markings for quick and easy identification. The Hart Mechanics tool set is available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. That 215-piece mechanics tool set is worth $149, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. You want to win it. We know. Pick up the phone. Give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Head into New Jersey where Vicki has a painting question. How can we help you?
I have dining room and part of my living room. I had the ceiling was peeling, painting and peeling.
Okay.
As the pieces were spreading wide open and coming down, I had a painter come, and he scraped all the peeled paint off, and there were parts that were not peeled, so he didn't touch that. He just peeled the pieces coming down. Now he painted. I have no idea if he put a sealant or not. Then after that, about a year or so later, I had the same problem. Now this is all coming down, so I have another painter, another $4,000 I put into this, and it's peeling again.
Let's talk about what's probably happening with your paint. When you have paint that starts to peel like that, it's essentially sort of delaminating. The paint, between the layers of paint, it loses its ability to remain sort of stuck together. It loses its bond. And it's very common for this to happen when you have a lot of coats of paint, because at some point, you're really at the point of no return where the paint, you can't just keep adding more paint because it will peel. You have to strip off the paint that's there. So if you've got this problem of paint that repeatedly peels, the next time you work on this project, you have to apply a paint stripper and pull off the old paint. Then you need to prime that space, and I would use an oil-based primer for maximum adhesion, and then you can add the final finishing touch of a latex sealing paint over that. But if you keep adding good paint over bad paint, you're continually going to have this problem where you get peeling and delamination, and the process will have to be repeated. Vicki, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we all love our smart devices, you know, phones, tablets, laptops, pretty much everything in your house. And these days, there is one or maybe even two for every man, woman, and child in your house. Now, what you might not love is what they're doing to your electric bill. Believe it or not, guys, 40% of that electricity used to power mobile devices and other home electronics is consumed after those devices are switched off. So when you've charged up a device, don't just unplug it from the charger. Unplug that charger from the wall socket as well.
And if you've got a hard time remembering, try a power strip. Some of them will sense when the power is flowing below 30 watts and shut off the power to the whole strip. These are costs that can really sneak up on you. But if you make a change in that charging routine, you'll also see a change in your energy bill.
Jacob in Kentucky is on the line with a water heating question. What can we do for you?
Hi. Basically, the problem that I'm having is when I'm taking a shower, and it kind of in the sink as well in the kitchen, when I turn on the hot water, you can cook macaroni in the hot water. You got to kind of fidget with it if you wash your hands too long or something. And in the shower, kind of the same thing. I won't turn it on full blast on hot, but, you know, just about normal, and it'll cool off after just a couple of minutes. It'll just almost go cold, and then, you know, just as you're taking a shower, in the duration of 5 or 10 minutes, I end up going all the way over with the hot water, just, you know, the one knob, and end up turning it on, I guess, you know, like full blast hot.
So let's see what's going on here. How old is your water heater?
It's fairly new. I think it's just a few years old, maybe 3 years old.
Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
So first of all, let's check the temperature of the water heater. It needs to be at about 110 degrees. And see if there may be a temperature indicator on the valve that you can line up, or you could simply measure it with a thermometer. Secondly, in terms of the shower, what I would recommend is that you install what's called a pressure balanced valve. So what a pressure balanced valve does is that once you set the temperature, it maintains the mix between hot and cold so that you deliver that same temperature regardless of what happens to the pressure on one side or the other. So if somebody flushes the toilet or, you know, runs the dishwasher and all of a sudden you've got less cold water or less hot water, it's going to adjust. So the flow may be greater or less, but the temperature will never change, and that makes the shower situation pretty much go away.
Okay, awesome. What was it called again, the valve?
A pressure-balanced valve. It's a type of shower valve.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, ask your plumber for it. They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. We're available 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've seen rust stains on your walkways or your driveway, there's a quick and easy product that makes those stains a thing of the past. We're going to share that tip next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where homes
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement project. Let us help solve your DIY dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You can post your questions online, just like Sue in Florida did. She says, I've got a question about my driveway, and I need to remove some rust stains. Can you help?
Yeah, I mean, rust stains are pretty straightforward to remove. But first of all, why are you getting rust stains? Very often, it becomes you have a sprinkler that is, like, misdirected, and maybe it's hooked up to well water. But regardless of that, you can use trisodium phosphate, so TSP, for short. You want to make it up, mix it up to like a paste consistency, let it sit on that stain for a while, and then you can wash it away. The only drawback is that it has a bleaching effect, so it could leave kind of a brightened stain spot that's lighter than the rest of the driveway, so you might want to just check that out first.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Alyssa in Colorado, and she writes, we would like to add an additional exterior spigot to our yard. The spot we've picked out is 50 feet away from the house. Does the line need a slope, and should there be a way to drain the line before winter?
Only if you don't want to have frozen, busted water pipes when you turn it back on. Yeah, and that is the challenge there. Now, you know, in my part of the country, we have a lot of folks that have water lines that may go 50 feet out towards a dock, but they always slope down to the water. So if you open up the faucet on the far end and close it off at the house side, it usually drains out just fine. In your case, it's going to be underground, and it's going to turn up 90 degrees and then go up above ground and probably be tied off to a fence post or something like that. So how do you remove that water? The water will always sit in it. Well, the only way to do that is with an air compressor. You'll have to turn it off inside the house and then blow air through an opening in the pipe to push out any of that water. It's like what you do to a sprinkler system. They use air, compressed air, to blow it out so the water doesn't sit in the pipe. Because if you don't, it's going to freeze, it will expand, and then the pipe will be ruptured, and you will find that out the next time you turn it on in the spring, and you'll see a big bubbling geyser come up in the middle of your yard, exactly 50 feet away from the house.
And I mean, and you're sure to get frozen pipes in Colorado, so you've got to do this the right way.
We got an email here from Kay, who says, my house was built in 1962. We just solved a water problem in the basement thanks to your help. Now we're looking for some recommendations on flooring. What's the best type of flooring for a basement space? So, good question. And Leslie, I think right now there's a lot of choices that would work well, right?
I mean, there really are. You know, the problem with basements is that they're sort of just moist environments because they're below grade. There's usually a concrete slab on the floor in there, so it tends to get very hygroscopic and wet and damp. So you need to make sure that you've got a flooring that can stand up to that. So not a natural hardwood. You want something that's more fabricated, like an engineered vinyl plank or a laminate plank, something like that that's man-made, that's sort of a, you know, a compressed plastic, a composite, if you will, that's really meant to stand up to this. And there are so many choices and brands and styles and looks that there is definitely something you're going to like, I promise.
Yeah, take a look at llflooring.com and also look, in addition to the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank and the laminate floor, you can use engineered hardwood flooring, which is like solid hardwood, but it is built to be dimensionally stable, and so it's approved for damp environments. So if you solve that moisture problem, good for you. I think you've got a lot of choices in what kind of floor you can put down and really start to enjoy that space.
And Kay, if you're looking for something a little bit cozy in a basement space, maybe you were hoping that our answer is wall-to-wall carpeting, which it is not. You can absolutely add an area rug on top of whatever water-safe flooring you pick.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this little part of your day listening to us. We hope that you've picked up a tip or two to help you with your DIY projects or projects that you'd like to get a pro to get done. If you've got questions that come up any time of the day or night, you can always call us at 888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the very next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says there's no time to waste in getting Congress to send him a nearly $2 trillion relief bill.
And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
The House this morning voted pretty much along party lines to approve the package that now heads to the Senate. Democrats are trying to resuscitate their minimum wage push. Republicans say the bill's too expensive and full of gifts to Democratic constituencies like labor unions. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson today. That's expected to provide an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. Communities across the U.S. are seeing plummeting demand for coronavirus testing. The drop comes at a significant moment in the outbreak. Experts are cautiously optimistic COVID-19 is receding after killing more than 500,000 Americans, but they're concerned emerging variants could prolong the epidemic. The Conservative Political Action Committee is in full swing in Orlando, Florida this weekend. One of today's speakers was former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This country was built on what our founders understood and then the Bill of Rights that came behind that Constitution. They built a nation recognizing that our rights come from our Creator and not from any government. Our union becomes more perfect every time we defend our sovereignty and we defend our borders. And I'm proud that we are the most pro-life administration in the history of the United States of America.
The big guest will be former President Trump, who will make his first public appearance since leaving office when he delivers the keynote speech at the annual event tomorrow afternoon in Orlando, Florida. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
In overseas news, Myanmar police intensified their crackdown against protesters who have been taking to the streets for several weeks to demonstrate against a recent coup.
Protesters in Yangon came out in force, chanting in defiance of a military takeover that has denied the people their elected government. Later, crowds could be heard running as police deployed throughout the city, detaining and arresting many. Buddhist monks led further demonstrations in Mandalay. As others joined them, police intervened with arrests as they enforced an order by the junta banning gatherings of five or more people. At a special session of the United Nations General Assembly, the country's UN ambassador called on the world to pressure the military to cede power.
We will continue to fight for a government which is of the people, by the people, for the people.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out more breaking news, read more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Supreme Court telling California's Santa Clara County it cannot enforce a ban on indoor religious worship services that were put in place because of the pandemic.
The High Court issued an order Friday evening in a case brought by a handful of churches. The court in early February told California that it cannot bar indoor church services because of the pandemic. The justices said at the time that the state could cap indoor services at 25% of the building's capacity and continue to bar singing and chanting. But Santa Clara had argued that its temporary ban on indoor gatherings of any kind should be allowed to stand. Patrick Foss reporting.
This week's talk show lineup, Dr. Anthony Fauci makes the rounds on all the channels. ABC's This Week will have Senators Rob Portman and Mazie Hirono, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, guests on NBC's Meet the Press, and CBS's Face the Nation has Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. And Arrow Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on your home improvement projects, solve your DIY dilemmas. The Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or apartment, you're dealing with a repair, you're dreaming about a reno, we are here to help you tackle those to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone and call us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them online at moneypit.com. Coming up on this episode, while most folks focus on how their landscape looks, they might not be as focused on their lightscape. With the right combination of low-voltage lighting, there's a whole new view awaiting you. We're going to walk you through those options.
And also ahead, if you're a dog lover, getting up at all hours of the day and night to let that pooch out is not always very convenient. Well, now there's a new type of automatic pet door on the market that gets built right into your home's exterior door. We're going to share this new innovation that lets your pooches go in and out whenever they please.
And we're also going to share some tips on avoiding identity theft. It's a growing crime that can impact your ability to buy a home, especially if someone pretending to you ruins your credit. Well, now there's a new government resource that can help victims.
And whether you're buying, selling, or just enjoying your home, we're here for you every step of the way. And today we're also here to give you the tools to take on projects around your home.
Yep, and today we've got the Hart Multi-Drive 215-piece mechanics tool set worth $149 to give away to one lucky listener. Hart tools are durable, well-made, and available exclusively at Walmart. It's going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Leslie, I think there's a lot of folks out there that want to win this tool set today, so the calls are piling up. Who is first?
Going up north to Rhode Island, where Doug's got a question about heat sources. What can we do for you, Doug?
Yeah, hi, good evening. I appreciate your show, and I thank you for all your hard work in providing such wonderful answers. My question has to do with, considering an alternative source for heat in the event of power loss. And I'm trying to weigh my options, and I'm looking at pellet stoves and wood stoves, and I'm wondering what your opinions are, and if there's anything else that I should be considering.
Yeah, you should be considering a whole home generator if you're concerned about power failure. I mean, look, it's not just the heat that you need in a power failure. Have you thought about installing a generator?
If I did install one, it would have to be one that just kicks on, one of those, whatever they call it, the automatic style.
Yeah, let me explain this to you, Doug. It's called a whole home generator. It's a permanently installed appliance. It would be installed outside your house. You can buy one that can cover every single circuit in the house, or you could buy a smaller one that would just cover select circuits, like, for example, your furnace or your boiler. And when the power fails on the grid, the whole home generator automatically kicks on and then repowers your entire house. Now, these don't run on gasoline. They can run on natural gas or propane, which means you never have to worry about fueling them or finding gasoline to fill a tank, for example, because that's what you'd have to do if you had a portable generator. So I would protect my power first. Now, as to the question about installing some alternative heat source, like a pellet stove or a wood stove, sure, one of the other of those is fine. I think you'll find maximum efficiency with the pellet stoves, and the most efficient stoves also have their own combustion air supply. That's where most folks go wrong, because if you don't have an outside combustion air supply, where do you think all that air comes to fuel that fire? It comes from inside your house, and that's the air that you've already paid to heat through your heating system. So you want to have an external combustion air supply to help improve the efficiency. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I do have natural gas.
Well, then you're all set up. I would take a look at the Kohler generators or the Generac generators, both great brands.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Good luck, Doug. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Joyce in Alabama on the line who's got a question about a sink odor. What's going on?
Well, this is in a bathroom sink. It's about 25 years old. It's a type that has 3 air vent holes in it, or overflow holes in it, and the odor seems to be emanating primarily from there. It's a very musty odor, and I came down to that conclusion because I finally took some paper and stuffed up those holes, and things smelled much better in the bathroom that way.
Well, sometimes what happens is you'll get some bacteria that will grow in that overflow trap. So what I would suggest you do is this. That is to fill the sink up with hot water and add some bleach to it. And let the bleach very slowly trickle over that overflow. And so it saturates it, and hopefully that will kill that mold or that bacteria. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can take the bathroom sink trap apart and clean it out with a bottle brush. Now, some of the traps today are just plastic. They're easy to unscrew and put back together. Under the sink, sometimes you can clean that. And again, you get that biogas that forms in there. If you clean it with a bleach solution, that usually makes things smell a lot better in the bathroom. Okay, Joyce?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Greg in Iowa is on the line, and he's dealing with a radon situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, my wife and I are in the process of buying a home, and we're in the process of closing on this home. When we gone through the whole process of, buying it and everything, we decided to have an inspection done. And then at the end of this inspection, where they go over everything mechanical and, about the house and everything, they then offered radon test to be done. And I had heard about the test and read about the test and figured it was a good idea to have it done. It was $100, which was pretty cheap compared to what we found out. Yeah. And I guess what I'm trying to find out from you all is, in Iowa, they say that there's 70 to 71% of the homes in Iowa have a radon problem.
Okay, now you had a radon test done. What did the level come back at?
It came back at 18.
Okay, so 18 picocuries?
Yes.
So 4.0 picocuries is the action guideline. Remember, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. I got this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So 4.0 is the action guideline. So you have a radon problem. It's not unusual. It depends on the area, and certainly not the worst that I've ever seen. I've seen homes that had levels of upwards of 100 picocuries.
Okay.
That said, you do need to put in, or more accurately, the cellar is a sub-slab mitigation system where you have pipes that go into the slab and they pull the radon gas out. Now, has that process been started?
Yes, sir.
All right. So then you're on your way. But when you're done, it's very important that they test out of this and get a successful number. I will caution you, though, because this is a real estate transaction, remember that you are not in control of that house. And one of the biggest concerns that I had as a home inspector doing radon tests was I couldn't necessarily trust the sellers to leave my test alone. And if they open the windows or doors during the test, they're going to vent that house and get that number to be down. So it's really important that when you're doing a mitigation system, you would probably step away from doing charcoal absorption canisters, and you would do other types of radon testing. There's one called a working level monitor, where it basically takes samples on an hour-by-hour basis. And you can look at this, that the results that come off of this, and what you look for as a tester is a normal pattern. And you're going to see a pattern that sort of climbs throughout the day and is really high at night when the house is completely still, starts to drop during the day. A good tester can tell if the test has been compromised. So just proceed cautiously, not an unusual situation. Sub-slab ventilation is the way to go. And when they're done, this test should be down to near zero.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I think you're doing all the right things. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on by giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We're standing by 24/7.
Safety, security, and style. A good outside lighting design can deliver all three. We'll have tips to improve your home's nighttime landscape with an exterior lightscape when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, we know taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and pretty much heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from those snafus. You can subscribe right now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on and lend a hand with all of your projects. And speaking of lending a hand, how about lending some tools? Or even better, how about giving some tools away? We've got up for grabs this hour, you guys. A 215-piece mechanics tool set from Hart. Multiple drive here, you guys. How amazing is this gigantic set? It's really durable. It's well-made. You can do a lot of jobs in the garage or around the house. It's got metric and standard sizes, so you'll be able to do everything, whatever you need with this tool set. And it's super durable, rust-resistant. It's got a chrome finish and large size markings, so you can really identify what size all of the pieces are very quickly. It's available exclusively at Walmart. Now for a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
That 215-piece Hart Mechanics tool set is worth $149 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question.
June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, the we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's you know, it's fairly new, but I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop their floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, June, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, while most homeowners focus on how their landscape looks, they might not be as focused on their lightscape. A good lighting design can not only add safety and security, but also style if it's well done. Here are some things that you're going to need to consider. First of all, your budget.
Now, there's a big range here. Exterior lighting costs can run from a little to quite a lot. Now, adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years will merit a different level of exterior lighting investment than your longer-term abode. But for even these bigger lighting plans, this one's important. You can easily spread it out over a number of years. You can do one side or one type of lighting or one area of lighting at a time. So if you're going to do it right and go big, you can do it in stages.
Now, when it comes to selecting lighting, durability is also key. Whether you're working with a pro or shopping for DIY lighting systems, always go for quality fixtures and components. Low voltage is the way to go, but you really need to work with good materials like copper and brass. And listen, there are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there, and many rarely last more than a season or two. So you're better off buying quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks and then spreading that cost out.
Yeah. Now, you also want to think about creating mood and focus. And a range of outdoor lighting fixtures really do make it possible to illuminate your home's exterior as well as any Hollywood lighting designer could. But focus here is the key, guys. You want in your front and backyard, you got to carefully choose some focal points to receive the brightest and most dramatic spotlight and then build the rest of outdoor lighting scheme around that. Overall, you want to shoot for a natural look that replicates moonlight streaming softly from above, as opposed to a lot of heavy doses of some, like, crazy uplighting.
Yeah, and one final point to remember, think about this as a system where you have multiple components all combined to create that lightscape. So many times we think of lighting as one fixture at a time, but in this case, you want to plan it out so it all works together to highlight your home in the best possible light.
Peter in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When we had first moved in, everything was cosmetically perfect, and now all of a sudden we've got cracks everywhere in our hardwood flooring and our crown molding. Now, certainly we could live with a little cosmetic shifting, but it's so drastic, I'm wondering if there's a greater underlying problem here.
So the cracks in the molding, where are you seeing those cracks? Corners, is the top of the bottom of the molding separating from the wall? What are you seeing?
All in the bottom of the molding. However, okay. It could be anywhere. Corners, middle, anywhere.
Okay, and so you have cracks up at the crown molding, which is between the ceiling and the wall, but you also mentioned you had cracks at the floor. What are we seeing at the floor?
Yeah, it's more drastic. On the first floor is all hardwood flooring.
Right.
And like I said, it was seamless when we had moved in. Now, over the past 2 months, I'd say every third board has a gap in it. And the gap may be very slight, but some are as large as an eighth of an inch now.
Okay, so you've got some shrinkage in the floor and you've got some gaps in the wall. I mean, the entire house could be shrinking. What kind of heating system do you have, Peter?
It's electric heat.
Okay, electric heat. Forced air, radiators, what do you have?
Oh, it's forced air.
It's a very dry heating system. Well, I will say this. Gaps around molding and gaps around floor and gaps in the crown molding, especially like along the walls, that's generally not the kind of crack that indicates structural movement. When you see walls, that sounds like shrinkage. When you see walls that are cracking at the corners or cracking above doorways, physically cracking inside the drywall itself, that's usually more of a concern. What you're describing to me sounds a lot more like shrinkage. That said, I would keep an eye on it. I mean, we're coming off of cold months. You have the heating system on. You're going to get a lot of shrinkage then, and you'll get more swelling in the summer as it gets more moist and humid out. So you can either keep an eye on it, see what happens, or if you want to get a structural opinion, what I would do is I would suggest that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.org. And look for a certified professional home inspector, an ASHI certified inspector in your area. These guys don't work on houses, so they'd have nothing to gain by finding things that need to be fixed. They're just there to diagnose. And I would say an ASHI certified inspector because they are clearly the best. In fact, my nephew was buying a house last week, and he's in the Air Force in Florida. And I helped him find an ASHI certified inspector there, and I saw the report. And I got to tell you, I said to him, you know what the name of my show is? He goes, Money Pit? I said, you got one, because right. There was so much wrong with it. So I would definitely suggest monitoring it, and if you wanted to get an opinion on the structural aspects, bring in a professional home inspector and see what they have to say, okay?
All right, great. I appreciate your time, Tom and Leslie. Enjoy the show all the time.
Thanks very much, Peter. Have a great day.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, decor, design, home improvement dream, whatever it is you want to discuss about your Money Pit. We want to talk about it, too. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you're a dog lover, getting up at all hours of the day and night to let that pooch out really isn't the most fun chore. But now there's a new type of automatic pet door that's on the market that's built into your home's exterior door, and it's virtually invisible. We're going to share this new innovation when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you are dog lovers like Tom and I, getting up at all hours of the day and night to let your pooch out really is not the most convenient thing. What's more, if you're not home, it's even more difficult to get to alter your schedule, find a friend, get a family member, whoever, to let that puppy out so that they can go.
That's right, but what if your four-legged family member could let themselves out when they needed to and just as easily scoot back in when the deed is done? Well, the MyQ Pet Portal can do just that. It's an automatic pet door that is actually manufactured into an exterior door, and once installed, hands Fido the keys to go in and out as he pleases. With us to talk about that is David Shuda. David is the lead project director for the MyQ Pet Portal. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me today.
What a terrific advancement in pet doors. I spoke with you a few days ago about this when I first learned about it, and we were talking about the fact that pet doors are just not really designed to fit into any other kind of door. I mean, when you buy a door, all of those panels that make up the bottom half of the door are very often hollow. They have no structure to them, and when you have to cut that apart to attach a pet door, it becomes a real mess. What you guys have done is totally re-engineered this process by starting with an exterior door and then building the opening mechanism right into that. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. So congratulations on that. You just launched it this year at CES. What's the response been?
Oh, thank you very much. So the response has been actually phenomenal. It really has exceeded our expectations. We're very proud to have actually won the best in innovation award from CES and another 9 awards. So we're very humbled by that.
Man, you cleared the slate with that.
Thank you. It really was a full team effort to bring such an innovative product to market. You know, the team that behind the scenes really did a great job to bring this to market quickly.
Now, I mean, this really is so innovative. So what really was the process of bringing it together and what are the benefits?
As you may know, we launched our MyQ platform, actually it was almost 10 years ago in 2011. And at that time, that really focused on the age-old question, did I remember to close the garage door? And today, with our MyQ Pet Portal, we realize that we have a new universal problem for a different need, and that's for all pet parents who have that panic moment, when was the last time I let my dog out, and is she going to have an accident? We did a lot of user research to find out what were those needs, and then we developed a product that would let our dogs in and out when we are not around and allow us to communicate with the pet by our cameras on the inside and the outside of our product and two-way audio so that we can almost be there when we're not.
So you can talk to the pet. You can let the pet let themselves in or out. What if you want to have some control over that? Can you sort of approve the pet leaving the house?
Sure. There's actually two ways that the product can work. You can allow your pet to notify you when they're nearby the door and want to leave, and that's done using the Bluetooth collar on the dog. So when it's nearby, it'll ping you via a MyQ Pet Portal app, and that app allows you to interface with your dog, to talk with them, to allow them to come in and out either, like I mentioned, when the dog is nearby the door and wants to go out, or if you are busy, if your dog is on their own schedule and you want to let them out and let them in control of their own goings and comings, you can set your device to just open and close for them.
I mean, this really is amazing. And I think the best part is that the door looks just like a regular door. I think there's always been so many security concerns when you put in a doggy door or a pet door, whatever you want to call it, that someone's going to force their way in through it. But that's not possible here.
If you look at our door from the street level, you really can't tell that it's different than a regular door. And so that allows a peace of mind for the homeowner. We allow the dog then to come through, and it quickly closes behind. We have a couple of safety devices on our pet door also to make sure that the pet is safe when going through that.
What about tailgaters like squirrels or raccoons that might try to skip in?
Those pesky squirrels, I think we've got them licked. A couple ways you can check to survey your yard to make sure there's no pesky squirrels or hawks. You've got a smaller dog, and survey your yard. And the MyQ Pet Portal will close right behind your dog to make sure that you don't get any of those tailgaters.
Now, do you have options in terms of design with the doors? You partnered with Kobe on this, right? They're a great door manufacturer. Do you have some options on the door style?
Yes, we have a couple of different materials. We offer our solution in either fiberglass or wood construction with aluminum cladding on the exterior for a maintenance-free solution. And we have a variety of color options so homeowners can match their home exterior.
So, Dave, now that you've got the MyQ Pet Portal, how do you teach the dog to actually use it?
Great question. We employed a pet trainer to help develop a training video set that we are deploying with our pet portal. This allows us to help the new pet owner train their dog. It's been really successful, and we have not had a pet take longer than 4 minutes to learn.
Wow. Hey, and once they learn something that they're interested in, like how to go outside on demand, they're going to be really into that. So that's really cool. Well done.
We love those pets. They really want to go outside.
Now, the MyQ Pet Portal, I mean, this really is just the newest addition to the whole MyQ Smart Access ecosystem. I mean, so many people today, millions are using MyQ, and they can control, secure, monitor really these important home access points like your garage and now pet parents. And when you think about it, how many people got animals over the quarantine? So many. There were none left for adoption. So this is going to be hugely helpful once everybody goes back into the work field.
That's right. Like you mentioned, there has been a large increase in pet ownership. And as people hopefully soon get back and leaving their houses again to go to work for those ones that are working at home, this offers a way to allow your pets to continue to kind of keep in touch with you as you're away during the day and also to allow them to potty and play during the day.
I mean, potty and play, what else does a dog want to do? You pretty much hit it right there. David Shuda, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What a great product, the MyQ Pet Portal. David actually provided a guest post for us, which is on the homepage of MoneyPit.com right now, all about the MyQ Pet Portal. Check out the videos and the photos and links to purchase the product all at MoneyPit.com. Again, David, great job with this project. The lead project director for the MyQ Pet Portal, David Shuda, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me today.
All right, the MyQ Pet Portal. How awesome is that? Thanks so much for sharing that with us, David Shuda. Coming up, have you ever received a collection call or bill for products or services that you didn't receive? Well, this is one of several signs that maybe you've got identity theft. We're going to share how to stop it from happening to you and even your kids when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Real Stone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know you love the Money Pit and you want to listen to it all the time. Well, guess what, guys? You can at the Money Pit Podcast. That's right. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday. So you can go ahead and get ready for all of your weekend projects. You can find the Money Pit Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn. But remember, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you've got a home improvement question in mind, now is a great time to reach out because we are giving away the Hart Multi-Drive 250-piece mechanics tool set to one listener drawn at random. This is a tool set that is super durable and really well made. It can handle any job in the garage or your house. It includes an extensive range of standard and metric size sockets, and it features a 90-tooth ratchet design that allows up to 20% more access in tight spaces. And it's got a durable, rust-resistant chrome finish and large-size markings, which is great. This way you can read the size that you want very quickly and very easily without going back to the box 10 times, which is what I ultimately end up doing. Hey, this set is awesome. Hart Tools are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. That's harttools.com.
Diane in Minnesota has got a steamy bathroom. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the exhaust fan. It just does not seem to take the steam out of the bathroom at all. It just doesn't work for some reason.
Well, where is the exhaust fan mounted? It's on the ceiling and goes into an attic. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the ceiling. I just live in an apartment, so I'm not exactly sure where it goes. But
okay, well, see, that would be a good place to start because you want to make sure when you turn on an exhaust fan that you can see it actually exhaust somewhere. And generally, it's going to be a vent outside the building somewhere, and you can turn on the exhaust fan and see that vent open. So you need to figure out, or if it's an apartment, you need to have a super figure out where it's exhausting because it could be obstructed, it could be crushed, it could be blocked, it could be terminated. There could be a lot of things wrong with it. And the other thing that you might want to think about, and you may or may not want to do this because it's an apartment and not a condominium that you own, but there's a different type of exhaust fan that's out now. Brone and Newtone make it, same company. It's called Ultra. And what's cool about it is it has a moisture-sensing switch built into it, a humidistat, so it runs whenever the room gets moist. So you can kind of set it and forget it, and you take a shower, it'll just stay on until all the moisture is evacuated out of the room and then go off again.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Diane, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, identity theft is a growing crime and one that can be very hard to track. But when a criminal steals the ID of a child, you might not even realize it until decades later. Now, there are a number of ways to prevent child ID theft, as well as signs to be on the lookout that should make you very suspicious.
Now, according to the FTC, several signs can tip you off to the fact that someone is misusing your child's personal information and committing fraud.
For example, you or your child might be turned down for government benefits because the benefits are being paid to another account using your child's Social Security number, or you might get a notice from the IRS saying that the child didn't pay income taxes, or that the child's Social Security number was used on another tax return, or even you could be getting collection calls or bills for products or services that nobody asked for.
Now, if you suspect you or your child has been a victim of identity theft, head to the Federal Trade Commission's website. They've got a new one at identitytheft.com. It's a really good tool for fighting identity theft, and it includes a step-by-step guide to recovering from identity theft and repairing any damage that may have happened.
Joe in Texas is looking to collect some rainwater. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
All right. Well, we have a ranch near Stephenville, about an hour and a half southwest of Dallas-Fort Worth, and it can get pretty arid out here, so we have some rain barrels or some black large barrels hooked up to our rain gutters, and we're trying to get it to where it's actual potable water that we can use and drink and just in our ordinary, you know, daily lives. So we were kind of wondering what type of filtration system to put on to run the water through, and also how to keep the junk from our gutters flowing in there.
Well, rainwater harvesting is something that's actually gone on for centuries, and there are modern systems that are available to help you both collect the rainwater and purify it, because that's the key. You want to make sure it's safe. A good place to start is rainharvest.com. That's a website for a company that has specialized in this area for many, many years. And they have everything from small home-sized systems up to industrial-sized systems. And they also have the specialty filters you asked about, keeping the gunk out of the water. There are special filters to keep out the leaves and the tree droppings and things like that from getting down in there. So it sounds like you're kind of well on your way, but what you're going to need to pick up is a purification system, and that's a good place to start, rainharvest.com.
You know, another good site that's out there is harvestH2O.com. A lot of articles on there about filtration and purification, some products, good list of resources and vendors as well there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Get on the Money Pit with us, you guys. We want to hear what you are working on. We want to answer your questions. So don't be shy. Give us a call. Post us a question. Whatever you like. We're available 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, do you have a pantry or a set of cabinets that are stuck in a constant state of disarray? Well, we've got easy ways to clear the clutter with pantry designs that deliver spacious and orderly food storage next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Pick up the phone, send us an email, however you'd like to get in touch with us here at the Money Pit. We're standing by to lend a hand. Now, I've got a post here from Joan in Florida who writes, how do I get such nice clean lines when repainting my living spaces? Now, this is tricky because a lot of people skip the tape. I'm one of them. I tend to just have a steady hand and take my time. But painter's tape truly is the best way that you can make sure that you're getting a clean, crisp line. And I think a lot of people forget that. When you tape, you've got to make sure that you're pressing that tape down. You're getting a nice, clean seal onto the area where it's going to be making that straight line for you. And then, Tom, do you peel yours off before it's fully dry or do you wait?
No, I wait, but I know that timing on that is really important. You taught me that when it comes to doing stripes on walls.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important if you're doing striping. I mean, when I do a stripe or a detail like that, I actually paint over the edge with the same color so it makes a nice seal. But I usually wait until just before it's actually fully dry so it doesn't peel anything off with it.
Well, a disorganized kitchen pantry can make it difficult to find what you're looking for and add to the prep time for meals, and it might even lead you to add things to the shopping list that maybe you already have. We've got some easy ways to clear that clutter with pantry designs that give you spacious and orderly food storage in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I'm definitely guilty of this, buying something I already have in the pantry.
Yeah, well, first of all, guys, just keep a grocery list. Keep it on, you know, the fridge or nearby the counter, wherever, near your pantry door so that you keep an accurate running sort of inventory or a list of things that's needed so you know that everybody's writing down. Make it a rule. Be like, hey, guys, when you're almost done with that snack, write it down so I know to get it. Or if you've got the Alexa, you can actually have her do that for you. Just tell her to add the item to your shopping list, and then you can easily retrieve that list later. Now, if you've got a lot of small items, like, say, seasoning packets, gelatin, pudding boxes, snack packs, juice boxes, all of those things, they're small, they're weird, they don't stack right. An over-the-door shoe rack with shelf trays or clear pockets can be perfect. Now, the best pantry design utilizes every space, and that should include the back of the door. If you've got the space for it, do it. Now, also, you want to group things together according to how you use them. For example, instead of keeping all of the herbs and spices together, put the sweet spices with the other baking supplies. A small basket is really great at holding all of these things together. So you can put all the baking stuff together. This way, the next time you're about to make an apple pie or something, you just grab that one little basket or box or whatever it is, and all the spices you need are right there. Now, here's another good rule to use when you're organizing your pantry. The less often you use something, the harder it should be to reach. Save that prime pantry real estate for the things that you use every single day. Now, you can also add undershelf racks to your pantry designs to double the storage capacity of those middle shelves. You can use one of them to corral all of your food wraps so they're easy to find. You can use another for bread and rolls so they're not getting squished all the time. I mean, it's really easy. If any of this has started to sort of get your inspiration going for organizing your pantry, just start by sorting that pantry, dispose of anything that's expired or you just don't like, and then repeat this process every couple of months. This way, every time you open that pantry door, you're going to be thanking yourself for all that hard work and not cursing at all the random things that are falling on your head.
That's really good advice. You know, I think that same advice applies to anything that you want to organize. If you want to clean your desk, take everything off of it. If you want to clean your bedroom closet, take everything out of it. Because by doing so, you identify those things that you really didn't need. And when you put everything back, you're definitely going to have some more room. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if there's one thing in your house you want to be pure and fresh every time you reach for it, it's your water supply. But that's not always the case, so we're going to explain how to offset the odor and hopefully get rid of it altogether on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. At CPAC in Orlando, Florida this weekend, a number of high-profile Republicans talked about the future of the party. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, though, reminded guests about the past.
We got closer than anybody thought we could get. They said we were going to lose 20 seats that night. No one said we'd win seats. My dearest friend, who's a hardcore Republican, said that best we could do is lose 10. But this is the little secret. You know why we won that? President Trump worked on all these races.
Mr. Trump delivers the keynote speech tomorrow. U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the Food and Drug Administration today cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have been anxiously awaiting a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The House passed the Democrats' $1.9 trillion virus relief bill early Saturday, setting the stage for a Senate fight over President Biden's vision for battling the pandemic.
The measure was being considered Friday evening at a marathon Rules Committee meeting before going to the floor. Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke of its merits to reporters.
Vaccinations in the arms of the American people, money into the pockets, children into the schools, workers back into their jobs.
Speaking with reporters, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy disagreed.
This isn't a relief bill. It takes care of Democrats' political allies while it fails to deliver for American families.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, the Myanmar UN ambassador strongly opposed the military coup in his country, appealed for the strongest possible action from the international community to immediately restore democracy in a dramatic speech to the UN General Assembly on Friday. It drew loud applause from the many diplomats in the 193-nation global body. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Friday marked the 28th anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing that killed six people.
Loved ones of the six bombing victims remembered their lives during virtual ceremonies. The 1993 parking garage explosion beneath the Twin Towers left massive destruction. Four of the men implicated still fight legal battles and have won some reductions to their compounded sentences after one part of their convictions was dropped in response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Although each would have to live well into their 90s if they would ever go free, the mastermind Ramzi Youssef is serving a life sentence after convictions in two trials. Youssef's uncle Khalid Sheikh Mohammed still awaits a military tribunal on charges of masterminding the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. George Manzani reporting.
And be sure to check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. You can find them both. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Online retailer Amazon is taking heat for removing a best-selling book about transgenderism.
Author Ryan T. Anderson said this week his book, When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement, was removed from Amazon. The decision caused swift backlash as critics pointed out Amazon has a history of censoring books that don't coincide with the company's liberal political views. When Harry Became Sally is a book aimed to provide, quote, a balanced approach to public policy on gender identity and a sober assessment of the human cost of getting human nature wrong, unquote. Amazon has characterized the book as anti-transgender. Patrick Frost reporting.
United Airlines getting out the checkbook to write a big check, more than $49 million, to settle criminal and civil accusations of defrauding the post office. Justice Department alleged that former employees of the United's cargo division falsified parcel delivery information for several years. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Nato's got a book coming out shortly. He'll tell us about it. Although it's fiction, too bad. I feel as though it will be nonfiction soon. Larry Kudlow, do we need this rescue package? What is it like working at Fox? He's been here a week. He must know. He'll be joining us live from Orlando because I believe he's hosting a show from there over at CPAC. And, of course, you can get our show anytime, BrianKilmeadShow.com, and you can get us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, anywhere you can get your podcast, you can go get it. This is CPAC. We're going to be giving you, maybe dipping in and out. Right now, Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking. You know, he is a rock star amongst Republicans. And if Donald Trump does not run, he will certainly run for president of the United States. Speaking today is going to be Scott Walker, Senator James Lankford. Pam Bondi is going to be speaking today. Senator Rick Scott, Senator Hawley, Donald Trump Jr. It's going to be a big day at CPAC in Orlando, which was supposed to be in Maryland. But they thought it was too risky. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're confident in the target that we went after. We know what we hit. And we're confident that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes.
Airstrike in Syria in response to Iran's actions in Iraq. What was the mission? Who were the targets? And was it successful? All important questions. But this action by President Biden flies in the face of condemnations of Trump as candidate Biden. We'll review.
Number two.
The conservative movement isn't about a single voice. It's about lots of voices. We have a star-studded lineup of great conservatives.
You do. Matt Schlapp on the Ingram angle last night. CPAC is underway in Orlando, and there are signs of a coming together amongst Republicans thanks to Trump's stubborn popularity and Biden's off-the-wall policies. As Mitch McConnell makes a stunning admission, we'll bring you the latest.
Number one.
Some of the people making these decisions still have Black Lives Matter yard signs in their lawn, and they're perpetuating the worst racially divided educational system since the Jim Crow era all over the country.
John James talking, remember, the senatorial candidate. Back to school, we should have never left. You have heard me say this before. But now, in a remarkable op-ed in All Things, the New York Times columnist Nick Kristof demands and gets it, I hope, the attention of Democratic cities, blue states, that refuse to open up. So I was really struck by this. Nicholas Kristof, I'm talking about school closures, writes a column, does his normal put down of Republicans in masks. But then he gets into it. And he writes this: many Democrats seem to have become more suspicious of in-person schooling last summer because of President Trump. We shouldn't let ourselves be driven by ideology rather than science. The blunt fact is that as Democrats, including those who run from the West Coast, California through Oregon to Washington, who have presided over one of the worst blows to the education of disadvantaged Americans in history. He goes on. The results are more dropouts, less literacy, and widening race gaps. Long-term harm to some of the most marginalized youth because you have people dropping out. The San Francisco Federal Reserve this month estimated that the educational disruptions during this pandemic, Kristof writes, may increase the number of high school dropouts over 10 years by almost 4%, while reducing the number of college-educated workers in the labor force. It'll shrink the incomes of America for 70 years. Until the last of today's students leave the workforce, this is going to be the case. Rich kids go to private school and have been gliding through this pandemic unaffected, while low-income children often don't even have internet to attend Zoom classes. He says, I am writing this from rural Oregon, where some homes have neither internet nor cell phone service. More evidence that teachers have no reason to be out of schools. He cites a Tulane study that found that in most of the United States, school openings do not increase coronavirus hospitalizations or cases, and teachers generally don't seem at greater risk than people in other occupations. While it's crucial to improve ventilation, increasing testing, and maintaining adequate spacing, those steps are all possible, always, and failure to meet every benchmark shouldn't automatically stop you from in-person teaching. We've been saying this from day one. It is not a Democrat or Republican thing, but when you see this in the New York Times and feel the frustration of the parents and the depression amongst the kids. They can't get a psychiatric bed in these facilities for adolescents. They have to go to emergency rooms because these kids have lost their moorings. Adam Carolla, out on the left coast, has had it, was on with Tucker, decided to tweet out last week that, you know, these LA teachers unions should stop being cowards and get back to the classrooms. I'll paraphrase. And they want to take his sponsors away. They start blasting him from his mansion. How dare you do that? Here's what Adam Carolla said. Cut seven.
I got 14-year-old twins that have been sitting in their La Cunada mansion rotting for the last year, and they're supposed to start high school, and they've never started high school, and it's abundantly clear what's going on now. The people that tell you to follow the science are ignoring the science. So I just realized we're going to have to buck up. I mean, they're ice sculptures. They're not going anywhere. They're frozen. And we need to step up, and people need to rise up and start telling these heroes to start doing their job again.
Yeah, sarcastic heroes. Teachers are great. They don't do it for the money. They do it for the impact. But they're being shielded by these unions and being prevented from doing their job in many cases. They got to get to work. It is not up to you. It is the kids that are paying the price, and it's the kids that are most vulnerable that are doing it. I talk to my daughter all the time. She's a senior. Says a lot of people just turn this thing off. And, you know, she goes to school, but she has a hybrid option. And she says, you know, it's very easy to cheat, too, so you're not even learning. So a bad combination for everybody. Teachers got to get back in the classroom. Bottom line. So let's talk about what's happening at CPAC. Senator Mike Lee speaking now. Governor Ron DeSantis just spoke. Of course, a lot of references to Russ, to Rush and his passing. He had his funeral yesterday. It was only about 40 family members that were asked to go. So what is going to be the future of the Republican Party? If you just go Republicans, they're not going to win too many national elections. The presidency is gone. They have to attract moderates. They got to get back suburban women. And you can't do that by saying my way or the highway. And you can't do that by alienating Donald Trump. And Donald Trump cannot win anything besides the nomination without the entire party and Democrats. And Senator Mitch McConnell shocked me yesterday after being so against the president for the last month while working well with him for the last 4 years. He said this to Brett, and I want to share this with you. Cut eight.
The Republican Party is actually in very good shape. We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive. I think the Biden administration is making it easy for us to get together, and I think we've unified in opposition to this new administration's extremely progressive approach. The President Biden has made it quite easy for us to get together.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party, absolutely.
I was stunned by that. Were you? 1-866-408-7669. I want you to Donald Trump Jr., though. Pretty much, I have to wonder, now, if the president goes out and does not attack Mitch McConnell, does not attack Liz Cheney, just goes after the policies, and to get back to normal elections without being besieged by mail-in ballots, without this pullback on identification when it comes to voting, things will go back to normal. That's what I hope he focuses on, getting every state to do what North Carolina has done and what Florida has done. What Texas has done, I think. And that is, just make sure the elections are authentic. And these massive mail-in ballots where we don't know where they're coming from, that had to be pandemic only. Donald Trump Jr., though, let everybody know, this might be divide and divide. Cut 12.
I actually love when I see, you know, some of the corporate interests around America say, we're not going to support Republicans anymore. Good. Because that means the Republican Party isn't going to be bound to those corporate interests anymore. Our congressmen and our senators can actually start fighting for the American people the way that Donald Trump did. So I love that they are making that link. And breaking it, because we need more of that, and we need candidates and people who will go to bat, who will go to war and fight for the American working class and make sure we put them first.
Well, that's true. But the one thing I think the Tea Party's made a mistake at, they primaried so many people, a lot of them couldn't win the general election. They're already primarying Adam Kinzinger over in Illinois, and you got to make sure you hold on to that seat. You cannot lose him. He's a pretty strong candidate. I think he's a great guy. I think he's way off base on this. I know he's disappointed in Donald Trump, but starting a super PAC to go against him really hurts his party. But primarying everybody that voted for impeachment, Liz Cheney and company, I think is a huge mistake. And we'll see if the president sets the table for that, or by not bringing it up, sets the table to not do that. When we come back, what about the Syrian strikes last night? Were they effective? Was that the right move? Is it right to go back to talks with people that are housing Al-Qaeda's leaders? They are. Talking about Iran. Admiral James Savvides next. And then on our economy, the rescue package, the minimum wage will not be in it, but it looks like they'll pass it with a simple majority. Is that the right move for the country? Larry Kudlow on that. And what's it like working at the same place as me? It must be a thrill. Back in a moment.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dinovite is a life changer. Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Imagine having a catalog of music that spans 45 years and being asked to pick a favorite and worst song. That's what AC/DC's Angus Young was asked to do in a new interview with Vulture. His number one pick after thinking about it was Riff Raff. Young says that's his guitar answer and says if it's for a whole song, it would have to be Thunderstruck. As for the most regrettable song, Young appeared to have an easier time singling out just one track, pointing to the band's lone ballad, Love Song. Young says he remembers thinking at the time, who in their right mind would want this to go out? The plan ultimately worked in AC/DC's favor. Once the record was placed in the hands of radio station DJs, they elected to play the B-side.
Baby, don't go.
The cover of Baby, Please Don't Go. Young says they scored a hit, and that was the one saving grace of the song. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Viggo Mortensen. Mortensen makes his directorial debut for his new film, Falling, which he also wrote and stars in, alongside Lance Henriksen. The film is about a gay man who takes in his conservative father battling dementia, leading their worlds to collide and past to resurface. While fictional, Mortensen did take some inspiration from his life for the story.
Certain phrases, certain fragments of conversation, and obviously dementia. Both my parents had that, and I was very close to them.
His experience was key in how they portrayed dementia.
We, the observers and caregivers, can be confused, but they're really seeing and feeling and hearing these things, so it's tricky. You have to find ways, you have to be flexible, and you have to sacrifice your ego and not correct them.
As for the passion project being such a long time in the works, for Mortensen, it proved all the more rewarding.
I've learned from the good directors that you can never prepare too much or too early. So even though it was frustrating to be shot down several times before we found the financing.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think this is a good call, and for what reason? First of all,
It's measured in terms of the scale of the attack. But it also is sufficient enough to send a message to the Iranians that this new administration, new president, new Secretary of Defense, that they are unequivocally going to protect U.S. forces deployed around the world. So that's message to Iranians, message to our adversaries.
So there's a hit in Syria last night after Iranian-backed militia. 17 Iranians, of these militia members were killed. They dropped 7 JDAMs on 7 separate targets. That's a preliminary report. Admiral James Chavridis knows this region quite well, served there for quite a long time. He joins us now, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and he has a book coming out, 2034, a novel of the next world war he wrote with Elliot Ackerman as he looks at our battles in the South China Sea, possibly with China. Admiral, what's your take? What's your read? What do your contacts say about the strike last night?
100% in agreement with General Jack. No question, this was intended as a signal to the Iranians to back off. And I think that message hopefully will get through. Let's recognize that this is part of a cycle of escalation that's been going on for about a year since we killed, in my view appropriately, General Soleimani. And what led to this strike, as you know, Brian, is the Iranian back Shia militias who launched strikes at our bases in mid to late February. So this is, as General Jack said, it's appropriate, it's sufficient, it's a signal, and it ought to leave open, number one, another run at negotiating an agreement with the Iranians, as long as we keep the pressure on them, which we need to. And number two, it strengthens our allies who see that we are willing to respond. So it's a signal not just to the Iranians, but to the allies as well. It was a good move.
So, and, you know, you have a target-rich environment. We have a lot of enemies over there. So you're in Iraq where they want our presence. You're in Iran. Iran is there, and they don't want our presence. And Syria, wish we were gone years ago, but we haven't left there. But they have so many elements they have no control over there, maybe including this one, they tolerate because Iran sustained them. Here's what they're saying. The facilities belong to what the Pentagon said were Iran-backed militia in a calibrated response to rocket attacks against U.S. targets. His decision to strike only in Syria and not in Iraq, at least for now, according to our source, gives the Iraqi government some breathing room as it carries out its own investigation about the February 15 attack that wounded Americans.
Yeah, that sums it up nicely. And let's recognize that Iraq is divided between Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds up in the north. So they have an internal domestic political calculus that is part of this equation, hence the comment, let's give them some space. Let's face it, eastern Syria is a free fire zone at this point. It's full of still Islamic State militants, these Iranian-backed Shia militias. We have no problem going in there and doing what we need to do. And by the way, Brian, I don't know if you saw this, but NATO at the defense ministerial last week has agreed to increase the NATO training mission, not just U.S., we're part of it, but the NATO training mission in Iraq from 500 to 4,000 troops. Again, that's the right move to bolster the Iraqis, because in the end, they do not want to be taken over by the Iranians. We need to help them keep their distance, as you said, keep some breathing space for the Iraqi government.
You know, I was never comfortable with the president pulling out and abandoning the Kurds years ago. We ended up keeping like 50 people still there. By all accounts, this seems like the right message to send to Iran, who is getting more rambunctious by the day since President Biden took over. And number two is, I would not mind a change in strategy. Right now, we have no missions against ISIS. They're not. Our guys are there, 2,500 and women. 2,500 are there, but they're no longer allowed to partake in combat missions against ISIS. Why? They're our enemy.
Yeah, that's a mistake. And I think it's unclear why they have been moved off the front lines, other than in the run-up to the election last fall, Brian. I think, understandably, the then administration didn't want to have a bunch of casualties. Well, we've got a new administration. I think the Biden team ought to send our folks forward in those missions. And you and I both know our special forces want to do that. They're the most capable in the world. We've got to continue to go after the Islamic State. Think of the Islamic State, Brian, as a forest fire that's burned down, but there's still embers on the ground. We need to go in and stomp them out.
I agree. So I want you to hear what John Kerry said. Evidently, he was telling people over in Europe that don't worry, this president's going to get impeached. And in 2017 and 2019, he went to these international conferences with Iranians there. He met with Zarif, at which time he was basically saying, hold on, we're going to be taken over. He's going to lose an election. And I want you to hear what he said. How long ago was this, Eric? Probably 2018. Listen.
It's been reported you've met with him a couple of times, at least since leaving office as well.
Yes, so I have. That's accurate.
Is it a half dozen times, a dozen times?
I've probably seen him three or four times.
Are you trying to coach him through the Trump administration's rejection of the JCPOA?
No, that's not my job, and my coaching him would not, you know, that's not how it works. What I have done is tried to elicit from him what Iran might be willing to do in order to change the dynamic of the Middle East for the better.
Is that his job as a former Secretary of State, let alone what he's been accused of doing and telling him what the Washington Times reported was to basically ignore the Trump administration, they've got to be out soon?
No, it's not his job, and you heard him say it's not his job. I think that Secretary Kerry had a personal relationship with this Iranian, Zarif. And, you know, your personal relationships tend to carry on after you get out of office. I've had that experience as well. What matters now is what is the Biden team doing? Let's focus on the fact that they've been pretty smart so far, not only with this retaliatory strike we've talked about, but getting our allies on board. And again, Brian, this strike is a message not just to Iran, but to our allies that we are going to use military force when we need to. We're willing to have diplomacy, but we're not going to be pushed around by Iran in the region. I think that's a pretty good message for the morning.
Yeah, if Mike Pompeo was out saying, don't worry about this regime or that regime, or say something about Joe Biden, I'd be just as offended. I just think it's way out of bounds. I look forward to your book, 2034, a novel of the next world war, and talk about it again when it comes out. Admiral, thanks so much.
News Podcasts Network. It's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
This is House Call for Health. A new study reveals Americans aren't eating enough fruits and veggies. According to a 2015 to 2018 survey, 95% of adults consumed veggies on any given day, but only about 67% consumed fruit. That amount for the fruit is down from 20 years ago when 77% of Americans said they had fruit each day. The research shows a higher percentage of women ate fruits and starchy vegetables compared to men. Consumption of fruits and vegetables also increased with income. Doctors say obtaining the recommended amount of fruits and veggies improves overall health and reduces the risk of chronic disease. The federal government's dietary guidelines for Americans call for adults to eat about 2 to 3 cups of vegetables per day. As for 100% fruit juice, about 31% said they drank some any given day. The National Center for Health Statistics published the findings. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A coffee shop on Long Island spreading kindness to their customers makes today's Dean's List. The owner of Muni's Coffee Joint in Lindenhurst, Alice Bopp, encouraged her customers to buy a cup of coffee for other customers and leave the order on a post-it note on a featured bulletin board in the shop. Alice says a customer saw the idea on social media and shows how much a stranger can help someone's day. To give a little cheerful, positive word in such a down moment, she says, we're going through this all year. The coffee shop has gone through more than 500 post-it notes, and through Venmo, she has received money from people all over the country, including New Jersey, Connecticut, and Minnesota. And the messages are amazing. People are saying, we are far away, but we want to contribute. We want to be part of this positive feeling. To all the strangers who bought coffee for others using the post-it notes, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Less than 9% of this bill that he's brought before Congress has to do with public health. In fact, if you look at the bill, the first thing I would say is let's help families, let's help small businesses who are struggling, and let's make sure we get kids back in school. Do you know, Shannon, that in this bill that President Biden is bringing, 95% of this money will not even be spent this year for reopening schools.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing with the money if they're not using it to help families, small businesses, reopening schools?
And they can't even spend the stuff that they got in December when Larry Kudlow was there. There's $900 billion that is overall over the last year, about over a trillion not been spent. Larry Kudlow is a former White House advisor, but now on the top of his resume is host of Kudlow on FBN weeknights at 4 and at 7 o'clock, Fox News contributor as well. Larry, welcome. How's it going so far? The show looks great.
Thanks, Brian. It looks great. It feels great. Very energizing for me. The Fox folks have given me fabulous support. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Whatever you're dealing with, it's going to get a lot better when people come back to actual work and don't have to work remote. So if you could tolerate the challenges early, you're going to love it later. But I think everybody here is just thrilled you've come over right from the White House. But why did you choose not to take even a day off? You got a radio show going. You got it two hours on live television. Is there a part of Larry Kudlow that wants to take a deep breath?
Well, I had some time off, so it wasn't all that bad. But I don't know. I have a lot of energy. I feel good. I love working. You know that. And I love the TV. I love the radio. Got off to a good start in both. I don't know. It's just great fun, Brian. I'm very blessed. These are wonderful opportunities. So, you know, turn the page, new chapter. I'm just working at it. It's the way I am.
Got it. So let's talk about this rescue package. You know the reality. You watch a great economy being torn apart before your eyes through something that had nothing to do with you. And then you had to quickly put the Band-Aid on there and get some money into the bloodstream as people were asked not to work and make a living. But that was a year ago. Do we need $1.9 trillion now?
No, absolutely not. I don't know who, when you had your sound with, I guess, Shannon Bream, whoever the
Steve
guest
Scalise.
Was.
Steve Scalise. Scalise.
Well, Steve Scalise was exactly right. And, you know, the first rescue was very well crafted, I thought, and it was bipartisan. And if you recall, Brian, things like the payroll protection
yeah.
plan really worked, probably saved about 50, 55 million jobs. And subsequently, the numbers show that. And we targeted things very specifically where they were necessary. And the money was, by and large, not all of it, but most of that money was spent. Then you shift gears to the December package, the $900 billion. Almost none of that money has been spent. And now you shift gears to this $1.9 trillion, and you've got total unspent money of $1 trillion. But there's a lot of things in there that are going to damage the economy in the long run. There's a lot of things that blunt work incentives, for example, that will damage economic growth in the long run. In the short run, you get a little puff for about a month or two, but the economy is already, this is the key point, the economy is already rising. There's a V-shaped recovery going on. We just had a number this morning, a gigantic increase in personal income, 10% in the month of January. And that follows all these numbers, housing, consumer spending, businesses are investing in capital equipment, and so forth. So the key is keep the vaccines coming. I don't need a phony stimulus package. Keep the vaccines coming. We're very close to herd immunity. That opens the economy. That opens schools. And that gives us a longer-lasting economic boom without all these disincentives from Washington.
So, Larry, without earmarks, when you have a bill like this, this is what people are starting to say, well, this is my opportunity to get my own spending in. So they're trying to get a transit system bulked up for $500 billion in San Francisco, a bridge built from Buffalo into Canada. They're talking about linguistic, preserving ancient American Indian languages in the middle of the country. There's arts, $100 million for arts and entertainment. So as much as people might say, wow, I could really use that infusion of $1,400 cash, do you think that this is the time to add all this other stuff in and still call it an emergency? Listen to what Joe Biden dared us last Friday to do.
We need Congress to pass my American Rescue Plan. It deals with the immediate crisis facing our small businesses. Now, critics say the plan is too big. But let me ask them a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut?
Then let's not make it rhetorical. Let me ask Larry Kudlow that question. Who would you have him cut?
Well, I thought, well, pretty much everything across the board. But by the way, you were naming all these things. My favorite one is the teachers union bribe. There's $130 billion presumably targeting schools and school openings. But the trouble is none of it takes, or I think $4 billion, that's all, takes effect this year. The rest of it spends out for the next 4 or 5 years. That is a bribe to the teachers union, which keeps wanting more money and will not go back to school. These teachers, they say even if you vaccine them, they won't go back to school. So in terms of the rest of this stuff, look, the GOP had a $600 billion alternative, which was much more strictly targeted to low-end income and small businesses and vaccine assistance. I thought that was more sensible. I'm not sure we needed that, but that would have been a much better deal. There was now the parliamentarian, the Senate, fortunately threw out the minimum wage hike. So that is a plus. Speaker Pelosi thinks it's going to pass on a separate vote. I doubt it, but in any event, never get through the Senate. So a little bit of damage was avoided. But no, President Biden knows full well that there were options. He met with Republican senators, remember? And then nothing came of it. So there's no unity, there's no bipartisanship, there's no compromise.
And it could easily have been done because you know that there was bipartisan agreement on the other rescue packages, and you saw those 10 senators, as you mentioned, walk over to the White House and say, I'll give you $680 billion, and there's obviously difference between that and 1.9. But you could begin to set the table to put pressure on your party, the Republicans, to do things. He could say, listen, I told you I'm working across the aisle. I went down from 1.9, let's say, to 1.3. And he could still get a lot of that stuff in. And that's the way I thought it would be played, in a savvy way, looking a little bit long term, the longer game. But it's not. Here's what is good news, I think. The minimum wage. A parliamentarian ruled the minimum wage should not be included in this, forcing everybody to pay, every state, to pay $15 minimum wage, including in the hospitality ring, and they have to get that with 60 votes. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's right. I mean, I'm glad the parliamentarian did what she did, preserving the so-called Byrd rule. Other things could have been thrown out, too, but at least she focused on that. That's a plus. Look, the point is, I just want to reemphasize this. We are in a very strong recovering economy.
Even with 700,000 jobless claims on Thursday?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's coming back down. And employment will be the last. But look, all these other measures, as I said, housing, retail sales, business investment are booming. I mean, they're just booming. Commodity markets are booming. That's a sign of industrial activity, so all very good. And by the way, in the market, the bond market is slumping. Now, you have a revolt. The bond market vigilantes are driving up long-term interest rates. They're voting against the stimulus, and that because we're going to have to finance so much money, probably 9 or 10% of GDP. It's really remarkable. And people are starting to worry. I knew this was going to happen. Be careful what you wish for. Too much stimulus, too many bonds, and that affects the stock market. We had a little sell-off yesterday. I'm not a bear on this stuff. I'm just saying there are signs of suspicion that this is not good policy. What we need to do is get herd immunity through the vaccinations, Brian. That is the single most important thing. And incidentally, it's happening. I mean, important doctors, Johns Hopkins and places, they're talking about we may be now already at 55% of herd immunity. So
yeah,
that's the most hopeful thing. That will roar the economy, get the blue-collar folks back. You'll see better jobs numbers this spring. And we don't need all this flotsam and jetsam from Washington, which is, as you noted, just a lot of interest group type spending.
Larry Kudlow, our guest. His show is now on FBN at 4 and 7. He's going to be speaking at CPAC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm speaking Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And the president will be speaking later. Have you spoken to the former?
Go ahead, Larry. I'm probably going to try to get to him today to weigh in on some things. But I really want to walk through his achievements. You know, one of these weird things with the Biden group, they will not give Mr. Trump any credit. For example, on the vaccines, where Operation Warp Speed was one of the signature achievements of the administration, and laid the groundwork for this massive vaccination surge, which is opening the economy. Well, they say they didn't have any vaccines when they came in. That's just utter nonsense. 1.3 million per day is what they got from the Trump administration. And other things, his achievements in energy, which are being wrecked by Biden policies. This woman, Haaland, who's going to go into the Interior Department if she gets voted in, she's a hardcore, ultra-radical anti-fossil fuel, and they're knocking out pipelines that will cost jobs. In fact, Indian tribes will lose jobs in the Dakotas. Other things they're doing to raise taxes, they're talking about, to overregulate the economy, to build up Obamacare. That stuff is wrong, and we need to go back to the Trump achievements, and that's going to be the bulk of my speech. And I think the president is going to address these things as well, contrasting his you know, job creation, blue collar boom with what the Bidens are promoting, which is the exact opposite.
Larry, what was it like in there for almost 3 years? As opposed to the Reagan years when you served prior? People talk about the partisanship, I get it. But what about, I know you've changed, you grow, and you get smarter and better looking, in my opinion. But what was it like you working for this president as opposed to Reagan? And what was it, the fact is, he has such respect for you, and I think it's mutual. You probably had a very different relationship than others. So could you bring us inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Well, thank you. Look, as National Economic Council Director, it was a much more senior job with President Trump. I call it the job of a lifetime. And, you know, we had an influential staff at the NEC. We had domestic and international and national security work and lots of time with the president. The president was always accessible to me. And so I'd be in and out almost on a daily basis. And we did get along well, even when we disagreed. We disagreed well, and he's always open to stuff, especially facts and figures. Look, I love that job. It didn't end great. I'm sorry about that, and you know, a bunch of us were disappointed. But on policy terms, he was a very hands-on president, as you know, and I enjoyed that a lot. And every time you walk into the Oval Office, you had to be ready because there's no telling what he was going to ask you. And I just thought that was great fun, and I enjoyed it. In the Reagan years, I was at OMB. Now, in those days, OMB was probably more powerful, and I did have good face time with President Reagan, but not near as much. I mean, the job was much junior, and I could weigh in, but I had to go through, you know, senior staff. James Baker was the chief of staff and a brilliant one. So it was a, sort of a different position. Obviously, the two men had different approaches to life and communications. But I do want to say this. Maybe people miss this. Reagan policies, which was, you know, strong defense buildup, slashing taxes, slashing regulations, and protecting jobs from unfair trade. Very, very similar to what Donald Trump promoted and implemented. So the styles of the two men were different. But the policies, Brian, were pro-growth and really much more similar than people realize.
Larry, thanks so much. I know we're going to be doing this a lot. You're going to be sick of me. You're going to be getting – I'm going to get voicemail when I call soon because – but now that we work in the same place. But I'll see you in the lunchroom if not. Larry, thanks. Have a great speech Sunday.
Take care, everybody. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Larry Kudlow, back to work 7 days a week. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base is Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
When it comes to colorectal cancer, screening is key. We know that colorectal cancer is survivable in 90% of cases when detected early. Today, about 1 in 3 adults over 50 don't get the recommended testing. Colorectal cancer is still the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Take control of your health and talk to your doctor about which screening options may be right for you. Visit standuptocancer.org/coloncancer to learn more. Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's Warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
She risked everything to follow Jesus. Her name is Nuf, and she grew up in a conservative Muslim home in Saudi Arabia from a prominent family. But when she came to the United States years ago on a student visa with her two sons, she converted to Christianity.
I was full of joy. I felt like I never be loved as that moment. And even though I paid higher price for it, but I will never regret it.
The high price was being disowned by her family and her husband. And what's more, she risked life itself because in Saudi Arabia, converting from Islam to another religion is apostasy, which carries a death sentence. She still loves her family and hopes that one day things will change in the country of her birth. But Nuf said what gives her comfort today is that before she lost custody of her children, she had them baptized and prays she will one day see them again.
It was just the only hope that I can send them with the Holy Spirit.
To hear more of Nuf's story and her harrowing journey of faith, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The Netherlands rolling out rapid, less intrusive coronavirus breath tests. Amsterdam testing facilities started using Spiro Nose last week. Think of an alcohol breathalyzer. All you need to do is breathe into the machine, and within minutes, it can tell you if you're infected. However, an Amsterdam Municipal Health Services infectious disease expert tells Reuters it's most reliable detecting negative tests. But if you get a positive test, it should be paired with a PCR test. Dutch officials have ordered nearly 2,000 of the machines for facilities across the country. It's created by a Dutch health tech company called Breathamix. It was originally designed to detect lung cancer and asthma. The Dutch aren't the only ones looking at this type of technology. University of Miami researchers are working on a similar device with hopes of it detecting the coronavirus in less than a minute. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions?
It's unbelievable. So he was for a three-year-old if decided they wanted to be a girl or a boy to make those decisions. That was Rand Paul on Capitol Hill yesterday questioning a nominee called Rachel Levine, who was a man, transgendered to be a woman, and will be a historic candidacy. The question is, what will be the policy? I mean, I really don't care about your ethnicity. I don't care about your gender. It's your policy. And Rand Paul is just horrified by saying that an eight-year-old who says, you know, I feel like a girl or I feel like a boy, making that type of life decision. And he could not get her to commit that that was wrong. Part of the bizarre nature of what's going on in Capitol Hill and some of the questions and things that are happening. He's got an interior secretary that doesn't want to drill. That's usually problematic. I'm pretty sure that is problematic. Incredible. I think the number one story for me is that Nicholas Kristof column that just outlined exactly what we've been saying. Can you imagine a liberal columnist writing an editorial in liberal The New York Times, who backs every Democratic candidate and everything Joe Biden does, but calling out Democrats for in blue states in power for not making their teachers union get back to work because it's hurting kids that need it the most. The rich kids go to private school. The middle class maybe can afford Catholic school. If you have to depend on public school, you are out of luck in tens of thousands of counties across our country. And one of the things I thought was so telling, he writes, it's hard to open schools during a pandemic, but private schools mostly manage to. And that's true not only of rich boarding schools, but also cash-strapped Catholic schools. As a nation, we fought to keep restaurants and malls open, but we didn't make schools a similar priority, so needy children were left behind. The evidence on remote learning suggests that despite the best efforts of teachers, it doesn't work for a large group of people. I know that for sure. That according to an expert at Brown University, Emily Oster. She says, I think it deprioritizes children in a way that's going to do long-term damage. I know that's the case. You know about the suicidal tendency. You know the sense of dislocation. You know how hard you see you work to keep your kids off those devices and all watching television. And now you're begging them to watch television and they're shutting it off. But for the wrong reasons. When they should be learning and they can't interact. It's got to stop.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Democrats got their way Saturday.
The people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering.
President Biden says House passage of the COVID-19 relief bill he's championed moves the country one step closer to ending the pain the pandemic has caused. And he's urging the Senate to act quickly on the $1.9 trillion package, saying,
we can finally get our economy moving again.
But Republicans like August Pfluger of Texas say too much money is going to projects with little connection to COVID relief.
Taxpayers in Texas should absolutely not be rewarding states who have kept their economy shuttered.
Democrats are pushing the measure through Congress under special rules to avoid a Senate filibuster in an effort to get it to the president's desk before emergency jobless benefits end March 14th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. now has a third vaccine option to prevent COVID-19. The FDA Saturday clearing a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts anxiously had awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The FDA and J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. One dose was 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness. Meanwhile, at Saturday's session of CPAC, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defended her actions in the fight against the coronavirus.
Now, many in the media, they criticized South Dakota's approach. They labeled me as ill-informed, that I was reckless, and even a denier. Some even claimed that South Dakota was as bad as it gets anywhere in the world when it comes to COVID-19. That is a lie.
Noem was among a number of notable speakers at this year's Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, but none more bigger than former President Trump, who takes stage on Sunday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Space flight company Virgin Galactic postponed its next mission to space from New Mexico until at least May. This after a test flight from December was aborted due to computer malfunction.
The Albuquerque Journal reported that an investigation by the company found that electromagnetic interference caused the spaceship's onboard computer to reboot during the December flight. That triggered a safety mechanism that shut down the engine and forced the VSS Unity's two pilots to abort the mission and glide back to Earth. CEO Michael Colgazier said the company will test new components to prevent the error before launching its next flight. Keith Peters reporting.
America's lobster fishery getting close to the date when it will have to contend with new rules designed to try to save a species. National Marine Fisheries Service developing new rules to reduce the possibility of entanglement in fishing gear, which can kill the whales. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Florida moves to restrict 16 invasive reptile species, wreaking havoc not only in the Everglades but across the state.
The list includes pythons, iguanas, monitor lizards, and more. Burmese pythons in particular have been especially destructive to native wildlife. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has voted to move these animals to a prohibited list. That means they can only be brought to Florida for exhibitions such as a zoo or at a research facility. Chair of the commission said the environment trumps the livelihood on this one. Patrick Foss reporting.
Struggling under U.S. sanctions, Chinese tech giant Huawei unveiled a new flagship foldable smartphone but says it will only be sold in China. The Mate X2 marks a fresh effort by Huawei to reinforce its status as a tech leader, but it highlights the challenges it faces after Washington cut off access to U.S. processor chips and Google services last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We have a lot coming up. Senator Lindsey Graham is just about ready to join us. We're also going to be joined by Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Man, she's making an impact nationally, but also locally. She's always been aggressive and taking on Governor Cuomo and wanted to be governor for a while. Now she's got a key position, one of those many seats that flipped over in the House. She's going to be joining us and talking about the trouble that Cuomo's in that most of the media is ignoring. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're confident in the target that we went after. We know what we hit. And we're confident that that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes.
General Lloyd Austin talking about the airstrikes in Syria that killed 17 last night. What was the mission? What were the targets? And was it successful? We'll review it.
Number two.
The conservative movement isn't about a single voice. It's about lots of voices. We have a star-studded lineup of great conservatives.
That's true, and it's happening right now. We saw Senator Mike Lee, Senator James Lankford, Governor Ron DeSantis speak already at CPAC. It's underway in Orlando. The president's going to speak on Sunday. And thanks to his stubborn popularity and Biden's off-the-wall policies, Mitch McConnell also made a stunning admission the party might actually be coming together.
Number one.
Some of the people making these decisions still have Black Lives Matter yard signs in their lawn, and they're perpetuating the worst racially divided educational system since the Jim Crow era all over the country.
Yeah, back to school. We should have never left. You have heard me say this before, but now in a remarkable op-ed in the New York Times, columnist Nicholas Kristof demands that kids go back to school and cites stats that show how damaged kids are by laying out most in Democratic states. With me right now, Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, are you surprised it's taking so long to get these kids back to school?
Yeah, really. I think the upside of going back is far greater than staying out. Most kids are in school in South Carolina with an option. But, you know, we're trying to control the transmission of the disease. But the collateral damage to shutting down small businesses and keeping kids out of school for over a year, it's time to get back in school, period.
Last night, a strike in Syria. Can't wait to get your take. The 17 killed, according to Reuters. We went after a militia, an Iranian-backed militia in Syria. Seven JDAMs were dropped on seven separate targets. Was it the right move?
Yeah, definitely. I talked to Secretary of State Blinken this morning about that and other things, and I told him they had my full support. What's happening here is that they're staging these operations in Iraq out of Syria. Syria has become somewhat of a safe haven for Hezbollah and Shiite militia groups in Iraq. So they stage in Syria. Hitting them in Syria, I thought, was a smart move. You don't have the problems you do if you hit in Iraq with the political system. The prime minister of Iraq has been pretty good. He's been a good ally. So I support this. This is the place where they were supplying weapons and material to folks inside of Iraq, hitting our troops and our diplomats. So I'm all for it. More the better.
So we have 2,500 personnel left in Iraq, but they're not going after ISIS at all. That's not part, combat is not part of their mission. What should be, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, they actually are assisting in ISIS, counter-ISIS operations. They're a check against the Shiite militia groups backed by Iran. We've sacrificed a lot in Iraq. We've had thousands of people die and thousands more wounded. Iraq is a very strategic place in the Mideast, and the government is working with us better than ever. So these troops are an insurance policy against the rise of ISIS and a stabilizing force in Iraq that counters Iran. So I think they need to stay there, and it's in our interest for Iran not to get stronger and ISIS not to come back.
You're Republican. You called a Democratic administration Secretary of State and said, I have a full support. I don't know of any Democrat that did that at any point to Pompeo or Tillerson or the President of the United States when it came to international affairs, just to point out. In fact, at this time, Jen Psaki in 2017, after a strike in Syria, what was the legal authority for strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. Flashback October 16, 2019, after a Trump strike in Syria. The events of the past week have brought Syria and initiated in Syria have had a devastating clarity of just how dangerous this president is. Just noted, they never stopped playing politics when it came to strikes, especially killing Soleimani. For the most part, Biden said it was a mistake.
Yeah, well, they've been wrong about almost everything, so I don't use them as my role model as to how I should behave myself. They're hypocrites on steroids when it comes to the border. They're opening up the same facilities they accused of being concentration camps when Trump ran the place. They're using the same military maneuvers Trump did to rein in the Iranian influence inside of Iraq to protect their troops. And you don't hear a damn word from the media. You know, they assumed that Kavanaugh was guilty by the accusation. Where are these people now? Where Cuomo? I'm consistent. Governor Cuomo is presumed innocent until proven otherwise. Every woman needs to be heard. But they rushed to the judgment when it came to Kavanaugh. It's not the nature of the accusation. It's the party you're in terms of the person being accused. So the people running the administration are beyond hypocritical, but I choose not to play their game. I choose to help because the 2,500 Americans in Iraq need all of our help.
Yeah, and there's certain issues that are America-related and not party-related. That's one of them. The other one should be immigration. And now we're seeing this. According to Axios, and you were just at the border, I can't wait to get your take on this. A top staffer told administration officials today that the agency is projecting a peak of 13,000 unaccompanied minors across the border in May. That would by far be a new record. And we've already seen hundreds stream across the border, and we don't have facilities for them. So guess what, Senator? We got to put them in those same facilities, including Homestead, Florida, that President Trump was condemned for putting kids in.
Well, so Kamala Harris, during the 2019, when she was running for president, went outside this facility in Florida, Miami, Homestead, and basically protested it as being inhumane, a concentration camp-type situation. Well, they're opening up the same facility. They're opening up the same facility in Texas. You don't hear a damn word from the media. So anything Trump did was wrong. They tried to destroy his presidency for the entire 4 years. The people who criticize Trump are doing the exact same thing. And here's what I would urge them to do. I would urge them to follow Trump's lead on immigration. The Remain in Mexico policy stopped a flood of asylum seekers. We had millions of people over time come to our border claiming asylum. There weren't really asylum cases. There were economic distress cases. Under the old system, they were processed in the United States. They were released in the United States. Their court date was 4 years out. They never showed up. Trump stopped that by saying to Mexico, you keep them until their court date. Guess what? People stop coming. They're not going to pay $20,000 to spend 4 years in Mexico. They're about to undo that policy, and it's going to be a nightmare.
He didn't have to do this. There was no pressure to undo it. He could honestly have said, listen, I'm in a pandemic now. I got to get this vaccine in people's arms. I got to stand up the economy. And instead, he chose to stop drilling. He chose to stop pipelines, and he stopped building the wall, which was already paid for. And you know, what did you see at the border? Because I'm going to tell you what Jen Psaki said when asked if it's a crisis at the border. This is what she said yesterday, Cut 29.
Well, certainly, you know, having unaccompanied minors travel across the border, and so many that we had to open a new facilities, is something that we take incredibly seriously. And we, you know, are eager to, of course, address humanely and with the focus of keeping them safe. I don't think I'm going to put new labels on it from here or from the podium, but it is a priority of the administration. It's a priority of our Secretary of Homeland Security and certainly of the president's, who's kept abreast of the developments.
Not a crisis. What did you see?
I saw a complete chaos in the making. I talked to the customs agents who control the point of entry. That's where you drive through the United States, and they check for drugs, and they make sure that agricultural products don't have disease in them. Guess what? They're going to be overrun with asylum seekers who show up, jump out of cars. If you get one foot in the United States and claim asylum, we have to process you under the Biden administration new policy, and it's going to take them away from chicken, cars for drugs, and agricultural products for disease. They're going to get overwhelmed. The Border Patrol, I saw a wall being built in Nogales, Arizona, right on the Mexican-U.S. border, two double-layered walls, really very impressive, with 18 holes in them. Water flows from Mexico into the United States, so they got these panels they were going to put up, Brian, that would allow water to run through the bottom of the panel. Well, they were the last ones to go up, and the Biden administration has told the Border Patrol, you can't put these panels up, and you got 18 holes in the wall now that you could drive a tank column through, making the wall completely useless. It's beyond dumb. It's insane. They're turning away from the Remaining Mexico policy. They're keeping all these unaccompanied minors instead of sending them back to their home country. They're telling ICE to stand down on deportations. They're offering more benefits to illegal immigrants. They've done everything but put a neon sign on the border saying, come back.
Unbelievable. I wish I could have gone down there with you, but we'll do it next time.
Well, I'm going back. If they don't plug these walls, if they don't put these panels up, they're laying on the ground. All you got to do is pick them up and put them in. They consider that new wall construction. The Border Patrol has now got 30 and 40 agents standing there looking at a hole. And if you put the panel up, it could go somewhere else. I'm not going to let this go. This is insane. It's stupid.
Well, bring me next time, and then we'll do the whole thing to take care of Texas side. I want you to hear what Mitch McConnell said yesterday to Brett Baer.
The Republican Party is actually in very good shape. We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive. I think the Biden administration is making it easy for us to get together, and I think we've unified in opposition to this new administration's extremely progressive approach. The President Biden has made it quite easy for us to get together.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
Well, that's a change. I don't know. Would he have said that 3 weeks ago?
Here's what I know. I like what Mitch said. He's dead right. The radical liberal agenda of the Democratic Party, Biden's no more moderate than I am tall, is uniting the Republican Party. President Trump, I've talked to him three times this morning. We got on a phone call with Todd Young, a great senator from Indiana. Todd's going to hopefully be announcing for re-election soon. The president is going to be helpful to all Republican incumbents on the Senate. We've got a great slate of incumbents. He endorsed Jerry Moran yesterday, and he's going to be working with our incumbents, and he'll be helping us in Arizona. He'll be helping us in Georgia and New Hampshire to make sure we take back the Senate. Donald Trump is the most influential Republican voice in America. I hope he gives a good speech. I'm sure he will, showing the difference between our policies and Biden's policies and getting our base fired up. I think the great American comeback by Donald Trump is in place, and I think Senator McConnell's words were very welcome by me. I just end on this. We can't win without Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is making some changes that I think will be helpful to him and the Republican Party. The Democrats are going to overplay their hand, and we're going to take the House and the Senate in 2022 if we continue to work together. So what Senator McConnell said was very helpful. What President Trump is doing working with Republicans in the House and Senate is extremely helpful. The comeback is going to happen.
So I know you're hopeful on that, but I think I will get the sense if it'll happen, because even though President Trump supporters like when he attacks anybody that crosses him, it's not wise. And if he goes after Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and Senator Cassidy, that would be a bad sign. Do you think that he, in my view, and a lot of my listeners don't agree with me, but I don't care. Do you think he will on Sunday?
Well, I think what he will do is be the alternative to Joe Biden. He's the strongest voice in the party. Do you agree with that? He's the person who has the biggest megaphone. I want him to explain to the American people what Biden's doing is not going to work. What he did, President Trump did work. I want him to, I don't expect him to, people taking shots at him, he's going to take shots back. I like Liz Cheney. I agree with her politics. Almost all the time, but it takes two to reconcile here. So what I would say is that I would look forward, not backward. If President Trump can lead our party back into power in the House and the Senate in 2022, that shows that his brand is strong, and that sets the foundation for coming back in 2024. The better we do as Republicans in 2022, the better President Trump does. We need one more senator to stop the most radical agenda in the history of American politics. If we have one more Republican, we could shut this whole thing down. We got a good chance for the 2022 map. So united, we're going to succeed. Divided, we will fail.
You will, no doubt about it. And if President Trump can avoid legal perils, I think right now he could be back stronger than ever, because I think he defies age. Senator Graham, always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
A senator of consequence, whether it's immigration or Syria or domestic politics. Back in a moment with your calls, 1-866-408-7669.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. For people without health insurance, there's a low-cost option for routine care, an online marketplace where a high-priced MRI can become affordable. David Goldhill is CEO of Sesame, which operates in several cities as well as through telemedicine.
If you're willing to pay upfront and directly, you are looking at somewhere between $275 and $450. For telemedicine appointments, which you'll often see priced as little as $25 or $35,
patients get the price before seeing the doctor. Radiologist Kirsten Dickerson says that's helpful for doctors.
You know, this is money the same week, not, you know, 6 to 8 weeks down the line, like with that, you know, the traditional insurers.
Goldhill says a service like Sesame is not just for the uninsured.
Most of our customers actually do have coverage, just the deductibles are so high.
While Sesame vets the doctors on its site, patients can decide if a provider is a good fit for them. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jenny Slate of Fox's The Great North. The series introduces the Tobins and their Alaskan adventures. Its famous voice cast also includes Nick Offerman, Will Forte, and Dulce Sloan. Slate says this new family brings a lot to the world of animation.
What's really sweet about them is not just their very sort of hyper-specific environment, but that their personalities are hilarious and really dear.
Jenny adds hilarity ensues with this group even now at Zoom table reads.
It's really kept me in a good zone to be around such funny, kind people.
She voices 16-year-old Judy Tobin on the show.
She's highly artistic, and her imagination is just, like, firing at all times. And while I was a terrible outdoors person, I was highly imaginative when I was 16, and I also was obsessed with Alanis Morissette.
And she admits she did not hide her excitement over Alanis being Judy's imaginary friend.
When I finally did get to meet her at our first table read, I was like, just don't ask for a selfie. Can I have a selfie?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
I always had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends
victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's a shame that national politics have come to play in what is really a local issue. I mean, locally, we are the ones who are making the decisions about what our kids are or are not going to do from an education standpoint. You know, national politicians can say all they want, but at the end of the day, it's up to our community and our school board and our school administration to get the kids in school.
Rachel Kill is a mom of two and has had it with keeping her kids out of school. So she is running for the school board in her town, and she's going to push to get these teachers back in school and push the unions to do the right thing. That's what it's come to a year later. You can't just wait for your governor to step up. In California, you'll absolutely have to move out to get your kids back in school. They just don't want to do it. And Joe Biden doesn't want to stand up as president of the United States to the union. Joe is listening on WABC in the Bronx. Joe.
Hey, good morning. I want to ask, are you familiar with Peter Brimelow? He was the author of Alien Nation.
Not off the top of my head.
Doesn't ring a bell. Okay. So basically, Alien Nation really caused a few waves about a couple decades back with regard to the immigration situation, particularly post-1965 when the immigration laws went under a major overhaul. And it covers the immigration issue more precisely than the mass media ever will.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the book, but we'll discuss it. We will discuss the immigration. And next, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis will be talking about immigration as well as what's happening with Governor Cuomo. Is he going to get a pass on sexual allegations? Why is it that he would and others won't? I don't think he will.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs for them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I ever sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog that saved her human after he suffered a stroke makes today's Dean's List. Brian Myers adopted a 6-year-old rescued German Shepherd named Sadie a few months ago from the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge in New Jersey. According to the shelter, Sadie had been surrendered by her previous owner when he moved. She was nervous around new people, especially men, but Brian felt a special bond with Sadie and decided to give her a new home. It turned out to be a life-saving decision. According to the shelter, Mr. Myers suffered a stroke while home alone. The sweet pooch kept him awake by licking his face and then dragged him across the room to his phone, which he was able to use to call for help. Brian says, "She's my hero. I love her to death, and I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't been there." Sadie, the superhero canine. You made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, obviously, these allegations are serious and deeply concerning, and anyone has a right to come forward to be heard and to have allegations be investigated. Governor Cuomo also has a right to be heard, and he has come forward and has denied these allegations, but ultimately, the decision will be up to the state legislature.
Yeah, it's so nice to see a very cool and calculated Senator Gillibrand, unlike the Gillibrand that when the Me Too movement wanted to blow up every single man that was accused by a woman, including a guy named Al Franken in her own party. She's kind of cool and calculated now she's not running for president or trying to set the groundwork to run for president. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, Foreign Affairs Committee is her new committee, but she is new to Washington but not new to New York politics by a long shot. Congresswoman, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you, Brian. Thank you.
So you have sexual harassment allegations. You also have emails, proof, and the accuser knows him well and is not some right-wing Republican, is she?
No, absolutely not. In fact, she was part of his administration. But what's interesting here, Brian, is that, you know, the double standard you just, you know, Senator Gillibrand is just one example of that. Even the governor himself, you know, when Justice Kavanaugh was accused of sexual harassment, you know, he said that there must be an FBI investigation, that he must take a lie detector test. Even when there was a state assembly member while I was serving in the assembly who was accused of sexual harassment, he said that he shouldn't spend another day in office. He should resign immediately. And now all of a sudden the governor has this lax approach and doesn't want to address the issue at hand, just like he doesn't want to apologize or take responsibility for the thousands of nursing home deaths that resulted because of his failed policies.
Yeah, she didn't have a chance, Gillibrand, to really read anything. Cut 24.
I have not read her allegations or her post, her Medium post. But as I said, everyone has a right to be able to come forward, speak their truth, and be heard. And that's true for her, and it's also true for Governor Cuomo.
So he's in trouble because a lot of these people are on the record going very aggressively ask people who have allegations. Basically, you have to prove you're innocent as opposed to prove your guilt. And things have gotten kind of reversed. So in this big picture, when you hear about this, one thing the accuser did bring up is other people are going to come out and denounce me, but there are other victims, but they're scared to come forward. Have you heard about that in New York political circles, that he tries to intimidate people?
Well, absolutely. Everyone knows that's his tactic. Just look what happened to his fellow Democrat, Assemblyman Ron Kim, who spoke up against him because his uncle died in a nursing home due to Governor Cuomo's order. And he was threatened. He was bullied by the governor. And it's one of the reasons why I've already called for Governor Cuomo to resign. You know, this new allegation of sexual harassment is really adding on. But he should have been resigning weeks ago, after it was found out that there was a cover-up that his own chief of staff admitted to, that they were stonewalling the legislature, that they underreported numbers because they didn't want the Department of Justice to gain access to that information because they think that there is a problem there. So this is something that, you know, the governor needs to accept responsibility for, I believe, whether it's resignation, whether it be criminal prosecution, whether it be at the ballot box next year, or possibly even impeachment, as the state legislature is looking at that now. The governor's days are numbered, and you know, thousands of New Yorkers have expressed this sentiment to me. They share my concern. They've added their name at enoughcuomo.com, and people can continue to do that because we need to make sure that the governor understands that New Yorkers are not happy right now. And look, worst case scenario, he will be defeated for a fourth term at the ballot box, like his father was.
I know that's not your direct concern, but Congresswoman, in New York City, they just sent back middle schoolers today. And they haven't even sent back the high schoolers yet. Yet the president of the teachers union says New York has been emblematic of the right way to do things. That's under his leadership. He could easily be pushing to open things up. You know, 25 to 35% restaurants being open. How could you possibly have that along with a 10 o'clock curfew and make ends meet? You must be hearing from business owners on a regular basis.
Yeah, this is one of the top things that I've been talking about. And just I don't know if you had heard because you've been on the air, but Chancellor Carranza just resigned as chancellor of New York City schools. But in addition to that,
really?
The governor bears, yeah, it just broke a little while ago, and partly I assume is because he has not been able to reopen the schools effectively. That he's been unsuccessful in getting these kids back to school, reopening a school athletic, all of that.
Or the Sunday before.
But what I'll say is that Governor Cuomo has implemented arbitrary restrictions that have hurt our small businesses. He received $4 billion from the previous packages to reopen schools, and those schools have not closed throughout New York State. And I have to tell you, if you look at the formula in this COVID package, they're actually rewarding governors like Cuomo and Newsom because they shifted the funding from population-based to highest unemployment rate. So they're actually being rewarded for shutting down the economy and driving people out of work, which is really unconscionable to me.
Can you imagine that if you're in Florida, you go out of your way to take a big risk to tell people to be responsible and give people freedom, and you've done it, and it's working, and in turn you get less money on a bailout that we really shouldn't get because we have over $1 trillion unspent and $900 billion not even in the pipeline from December. But listen to what Randy Weingartner said as president of the teachers union.
there's no perfect solution, but frankly, I think that New York City has done a pretty good job in terms of showing the way. Big school district, lots of issues in terms of old buildings, and we learned a lot from what New York City did in September and October.
Is she on drugs? Is she kidding me?
She must be talking about the Catholic schools because they've been open and being very successful in doing so.
Yeah.
Some of it, parents could have their choice to keep their children home. And by the way, so we're dealing with a much smaller population, not just the one. You know, we're not dealing with 1.1 children because a lot of parents still want to keep their parents home, and that's their choice. But we need to restore in-person instruction and all the services that come with that. These kids, for their own mental well-being, we've had a number of students commit suicide, including one in my district recently. It is heartbreaking to see this happen, and they're responsible for not giving these children that option to return to in-class instruction. And they took the money, by the way. That's what pisses me off most. They took the money, the $4 billion in this state, and yet now they want to put another $130 billion into this budget to reopen schools when the CDC said it only costs $25 billion. So figure that out. Only in a Democratic-run Congress would you see things costing eight times as much as what was originally estimated.
I wish people would lead and not worry about their party, just especially on the local level where you really have to ask someone two or three times if they're doing a good job. Are you a Republican or Democrat? Because if you want those schools open, you simply say, listen, I'd love to give you this money, but I got to tie it to opening up the schools. Oh, you can't open the school? What do you need? What do you need? Venting? Do you need regular? Do you need more room? Do you want me to get you some portable classrooms? Tell me what you need. But instead, there's just, here's the money. Oh, you're not opening? Make a speech, refer to it, but don't alienate the unions. But back to Governor Cuomo and the accusations that's coming forward. I want people at home to hear because they don't follow. And Governor Cuomo, I bring him on the show because he's the most high-profile governor, getting the most accolades of anyone in the country, bigger than Biden and Trump combined. Listen to what he said about Justice Kavanaugh. Cut 20.
They did absolutely nothing when it came to sexual harassment. They have always diminished the charges of women. You don't understand the pain. You don't understand how the system tortures a person who wants to come forward. So, let's find out the facts.
Really? So let's find out the facts. But he says right now there's nothing to it. I have a feeling he's going to have a hard time outrunning this.
Yeah, and where are all these Democratic women, Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that they claim to be the champions of women?
Although she did. AOC, to her credit, says she wants to get to the bottom of this.
Well, that's good. That's a plus. She should have done it a long time ago, actually, when it came out with the nursing homes, because she just recently jumped on that bandwagon to call for the investigation. And look, and I welcome it because I think it's incredibly important. When I called for that investigation in May, I was being accused of political pandering. But now we're seeing his own attorney general, a Democrat, assembly members like Ron Kim, who've been brave enough to speak out, a number of state senators, Democratic, and of course, individuals like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who are now coming out and saying that there's something wrong here, and we want answers for New Yorkers and justice for families.
Congresswoman, a couple of things are going on here right now, and it is the passing of this $1.9 trillion that is going through now, and it's all that there's a bridge right now, and you're a New Yorker, but there's a bridge now from New York to Canada that's being built out in San Francisco. They're building a tunnel and they're getting billions of dollars for transportation. There's all these extraneous things for arts and entertainment. This is your first run at the U.S. Congress. Do you find this as obscene as I do?
I absolutely do. It's heartbreaking to me that when we're facing a $30 trillion deficit, that they want to put forward a bloated package that isn't targeted and tailored to the specific needs of struggling Americans and small businesses. You know, one thing you forgot on your list was $3.5 billion for the Global Health Fund for AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, which means that we, the American taxpayers, are picking up 88% of that organization. It's an international organization, yet we're picking up 88% of their expenditures. And by the way, it's not related to COVID. So, I mean, that's just another example. You have family planning in here, and they refuse to include the Hyde Amendment, which would ensure that some of that funding will not go to abortions. So there's a lot happening in this bill, and I know people want the $1,400 stimulus check, and I think most people on both sides of the aisle do support providing that stimulus check, particularly for those who experience losses. We do need to continue unemployment. We do want to make sure that small businesses that were mandated to be shut receive some relief. But what I have to say is that, you know, putting a package like this on the floor is irresponsible. We should be focusing on examining where the need is really going and making sure that $1 trillion that was already allocated gets spent appropriately and shift the funds if you need to. But, you know, this is really irresponsible. As a New Yorker, I do want money coming to my state. I do understand that there are a lot of expenses related to COVID, which much of it has been reimbursed. But what I will say is I also want accountability. And I simply don't believe that the mayor and the governor will take this money and then not still increase property taxes and income taxes and impose a stock transfer tax and keep our tolls from increasing. I mean, this is the problem. They take the money. They want to have their cake and eat it, too. And we just need accountability tied to this package, and we need more responsible spending.
Absolutely. And Congresswoman, you have 70% of commercial real estate is down 70%. Small businesses, 45% are out of business. About another 20% on top of that think they'll never get back into business. And that's what's weighing on your mind in particular. So you don't want to ignore their needs. But at the same time, you know most of it was preventable. We could have worked our way through this. Instead, we're building these submarines on sidewalks that are more dangerous than if we got inside. So this is the idiocy that will be studied for generations later. But I want to talk about your party for a second. And I think this is emblematic of the clash that you guys are having with between Trump, Liz Cheney, the Adam Kinzingers of the world, and the Matt Gaetz of the world. Let's listen. This is Kevin McCarthy taking questions with Liz Cheney. They're among your House leadership.
Do you believe President Trump should be speaking, or former President Trump should be speaking at CPAC this weekend?
Yes, he should.
Congresswoman Cheney?
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
And the media laughs, but it was honest. She's never going to, doesn't seem to be ever want to get in his side, and Kevin McCarthy is on the president's side. Where do you stand, former president?
Well, I support President Trump, and I do believe he does have a role in our party. I can tell you that those I represent love him. They voted overwhelmingly for him, and I do believe that he and his children will still have a role. I mean, I know that Ivanka Trump has particularly good plans for the future. I think she's going to continue to be a force. She's a smart, common sense businesswoman. And I know both the other sons are also very active, as are the daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. So I think this is a family that's going to continue to play a role in Republican politics, continue to help candidates who they feel are America First candidates, are going to carry a lot of what Trump fought for, whether it be better trade deals, putting America first, bringing our supply chain home.
Right, but you like Liz Cheney too, right?
No, I do like Liz Cheney. I don't agree with her sentiments here, and I am disappointed that she's gone on, you know, news programs expressing this repeatedly. But look, she's entitled to her opinion, and what we need to understand is that we need to be a united party.
Right.
We have to try to stop publicly speaking against one another.
Right.
We need to work united against the Democrats and expose what they're doing. You know, I don't think that we should be going out there attacking each other, but let's just, you know, we're going to have disagreements. That's fine. We all have our own opinion. We're not robots. So we're not going to have the same view. But let's try to focus on really what's ahead, and that's protecting this country from socialism, trying to make sure we preserve the American dream for future generations, and taking back the House in 2 years so that way we control the agenda instead of what we're seeing now happening with all these bad pieces of legislation that really probably will become law.
And you're not supposed to have family fights out in public. We learned that in day one. Get it behind closed doors. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis already making an impact here in New York and around the country. Thanks, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
All right. Back in a moment with your calls.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Pharmacy enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
From the Fox News Podcast Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Kilmeade.
So if you ask me, theoretically, are reparations justified? The answer is yes. There's not much question that the wealth of this country, the power of this country, was built in significant part, not exclusively, maybe not even the majority of it, but a large portion of it was built on the backs of slaves.
Well, there were about 5,000 during the Civil War. And they want to go ahead and do reparations in 2021. And now the first African-American or mixed-race president is asking for reparations, something he didn't ask for 8 years. Well, the problem is for President Obama is that if you go in to go to a genealogist and he doesn't deny it, and you go back on his mom's family, she's white, they owned slaves. So is President Obama writing a check or getting a check? I don't get it. If you go back, there's no direct path. I mean, if there should have been payments given right after the Civil War Emancipation Proclamation, absolutely. Abraham Lincoln's goal was to get down, to fly down, not fly, but bring down teachers and build mass housing to give the African Americans their freedom and a place to live so they wouldn't have to stay and live the same life because they'd have nowhere to go and no maybe discernible skills in education to exercise. But did have skills. In fact, it was, if you read Booker T. Washington's book, he says they almost felt bad for the white people because they didn't know how to do anything. We did all their work. So they couldn't build a house. They couldn't work the fields. So that was the goal. But in 2021, do you really think that is the best way to go? Mike, who's on WHIO in Ohio. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, lower your radio.
Can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah. Real quick.
In small town Ohio, we've been in school since March.
All right, we're going to have to end it there. Been in school since March. We got a quick idea of what's happening. Hopefully, you could say you're in school too. That would certainly help. 1-866-408-7669. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.